The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, this time around, the revolution will not be televised.
Woo! As we proceed to give you what you need, on 9 bucks, get live from ladies and gentlemen of the court, and the hearing against baby hip hop versus Larry Clark, I present Exhibit C.
When I was sleeping on the train, sleeping on leather roll lab out in the rain, without even a single slice of pizza to my name, too proud to beg for change, mastering the pain, when New York niggas was calling southern rappers lame, but then Jack and I slang. I used to get dizzy spells, hear a little ring, the voice of an angel telling me my name, telling me that one day I'ma be a great man, transforming with the Megatron dawn spitting out flames, eating whack rappers alive, sitting out chains. I ain't believe it then, nigga, I was homeless. Fighting, shooting dice, smoking weed on the corners. Trying to find the meaning of life in the corona. Till the 5%ers rolled up on the nigga and informed them. You either build or destroy, where you come from? The Mac know your projects in the third war, slum, hum. It's quite amazing that you rhyme, how you do, and that you shine like you grew up in a shrine in Peru. Question 14, Muslim lesson 2. Dip diver, civilize the 85er. I make the devil hit his knees and say to our father, abracadabra. You rocking with the true and living. Shout out the lights out, Joseph I, Chewy Vivid. Shout out to Baltimore, Baton Rouge, my crew in Richmond. While y'all debating who the truth was, like Jews and Christians, I was on Cecil B, Broad Street, Master, North Philly, South Philly, 23rd, Tasker, 6 Mile, 7 Mile, Hartwell, Rasher. When niggas really would pack a U-Haul truck up. Put the high beams on, drive up on the curb at a barbecue and hop up out the back like, what's up? Kill a nigga, rob a nigga, take a nigga, bust up. That's why when you talk that tough talk, I never feel you. You sound real good and you play the part well, but the energy you giving off is so unfamiliar. I don't feel you.
We need some Miller.
Nas hit me up on the phone, said what you waiting on. Tip hit me up with a twist, said what you waiting on. Diddy send a text every hour on the dot saying when you gon' drop that first nigga you taking long. So now I'm back spitting that he could pass a polygraph. That Reverend Run rocking Adidas out on Hollis Ave. That FOI Marcus Garvey, Nikki Tesla. I shock you like an ill electric field, Jay Electra.
Oh my God, keep
going. They call me Jay Electronica. Fuck that, call me J-Elect Hanukkah, J-Elect Yarmulke, J-Elect Tramadan, Muhammad Asalamaka, Rasulullah Subhanahu wa ta'ala through your monitor. My Uzi still weigh a ton, check the barometer. I'm hotter than the motherfucking sun, check the thermometer. I'm bringing ancient mathematics back to modern man. My mama told me never throw a stone and hide your hand. I got a lot of family, you got a lot of fans. That's why the people got my back like the Verizon man. I play the back and fade the black and then devise a plan. Out in London smoking, vibing while I ride the tram. Giving out that raw food to lions disguised as lambs. And by the time they get their teeth hot and deploy all their henchmen to come at me from the treetops, I'm chilling out at Sweet Stock, building by the millions. My light is brilliant.
Don't get mad. More than after. More than after. More than after. More than after.
watching this record. And I'm gonna let this shit ride.
Peace to you and yours. This is your host, T-Mor, for the Blue Pill, reporting live to you. You and I are rocking with the best. This is Know the Ledge Radio. All right, I'm joined by my co-host tonight, Brother Red Pill.
Peace, God.
Peace to the pill. Peace.
What it do?
That song was a shout out to Jay Electronica, now that we know.
What? How do we know what the deal is?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. Where's the video?
Huh?
I'm like, where's the video? I'm sitting there listening to the song. I'm like, yo, that's some hard old school shit. Like, it's been so long. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
nah. The song that's feel a old shout already. Out to him. You know what I'm saying? Because
no,
he gave a shout out to Eric Badu.
No, I know. What nigga? That's a crazy
now,
video.
It's a crazy video. You know what I'm saying? Indeed. But, you know, I got some questions for the sis. I definitely hope that I get to see her this particular cycle when this album comes out, because I just want to get to the underlying philosophy, you know, behind the video. I understand the ritual aspect of it. And coinciding it with JFK, her being from Texas and everything, you know.
Yeah, like, I hear you. That's something, yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe she needs a blog or something.
I think she got a blogger. You know, she's very active on the Twitter, so, you know what I'm saying? Maybe after the show is finished, I'm going to send her a tweet.
Yeah, she
just
needs
to get
tweet.
The understanding. Yeah,
I need a tweet of your decode, ma.
Yeah, we need
to decode that for me.
Real talk.
Yeah, because she's the talk of the town right now.
Yeah, she let the goodies fly. And I know that she's not reverting to that to sell records per se.
But some say that they already bought her album as a result. So you never know. Depending on what you do to video, what your intentions. Got to remember, we're dealing with 85ers. 85% of the population, dumb, deaf, and blind. Some things go over people's heads, literally. And what they'll take thing is for face value. So, you know, Ray Ray and them niggas just see Erykah Badu taking it off before Nicki Minaj did. Hello. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to interpret it. They just like, yo, she's bald headed and she's getting naked in front of white people. And then she gets clacked. You know, so, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, and that's dangerous in one sense, that there's always, and I'm just putting it out there, and everybody should know, if they don't know already, that there was a name for the sisters in the community that held themselves to a certain esteem. Those were the Badu chicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Badu chicks were always, you know, held to a certain esteem from a distance. You know what I mean?
For keeping their clothes on.
Yeah, General Pants Sagging on the corner, he wouldn't holler crazy at the Badu chick because he knew that she was dealing with high mathematics, high sciences. She was to be respected. She called herself a queen, and she was, you know, holding herself that way. So, therefore, it was just certain things that they knew that they wouldn't do. As a result of the Badu, Mama Badu, going butt naked, you know, in the video, I don't know what that will bring. I don't know if you know, I don't know if the goons and the goblins and whatnot will take that as a sign to start talking crazy to the Badu chicks. We're going to see. Put the report out for the summertime. Keep your eyes open. We might have to pound Ray Ray in them out if they get crazy out there.
Well,
no?
I know that, you know, our Dakotas are hard at work, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure that there's going to be much to do to talk about in terms of the video, in terms of the album cover, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of chatter that's already taking place in terms of Dakota.
I believe, yeah, the brother, right, A.A., well, no, I see the Duke of Tears,
Yeah.
I was listening. He gave a good dissertation as to what the symbols and whatnot and all of that, the underlying symbols was meaning. So if anybody has not checked out the show,
I'm going to drop that link in the room for the family to check out the brother. I said the Duke of Tina show because he, you know, he went a little more thorough in terms of decoding and breaking down what the actual cover was about, you know what I mean? And I'm going to leave that up to him because he did it very brilliantly.
Exactly.
I got to actually do my homework on it now because, you know, if you don't know what you're looking for, it's going to slip right by you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my thing is, like, if Erica's the voice and the face of Sisters Rocking 3/4, you know what I mean? And not necessarily on no programming shit like, yo, you know, the only way that a sister could be free is to be in 3/4. You know what I'm saying? We understand the whole aspects of, you know, femininity and them doing as they please and letting certain things just do what they do. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's a heavy thread of a ritualistic component in it, and I just think that it coincides with what we're talking about in terms of, you know, last show when we said after, you know, Blueprint 322, all the rituals are pretty much out in the open.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know,
is this a new thing?
This is her evolving out of 3/4, you know what I'm saying?
She had evolving on her back.
Yes, she did.
You know what I mean? And then she got her wig split as a result.
She bled blue blood.
Blue blood.
You know what I mean?
And then she popped up looking like Supernova. With the braids and all that, with the beads and shit.
Supernova and Rick James. Yeah. Yeah, she went in.
Super James. Super James Sloan. I don't know what that's about.
But
maybe Jay Electronica got some answer to that.
Yeah, rest assured that either, you know, we're going to get the Jay Electronica breakdown very soon, or we'll get the Erica Badu, you know what I'm saying, breakdown directly from the, I don't want to say the horse, but directly from the sister's mouth.
The goddess, yeah. I mean, shoot, I would love her, love to have the goddess on Know the Ledge Radio. That would be a... That would be
special. Make that a possibility.
Yeah, let's meditate on that. How about it?
Absolutely. And speaking of meditation, family, as you know, yesterday was the full moon Libra. We are still being blessed by that particular energy. You know what I'm saying? That energy is still prevalent and present in the atmosphere. So for those that want to meditate and get their realization on, this would be the perfect opportunity, you know, for those that joined us last cycle when we did our new moon invocations, this is the time that you go over those invocations. You revisit them, you know what I'm saying? You see exactly how did they come into fruition. You know what I mean? You reaffirm them. You reinvoke these particular invocations. You feel me? Utilize this energy. You know, I posted a note about it on my Facebook.
I wanted you to quickly run through it, though, for the family. And the second question was, when does it go void?
The new moon energy is going to be available. It was available all of Sunday,
yes,
which the 28th is always recognized as the culmination of the 7-day spring ritual that starts, or the spring, the New Year celebration, which starts March 20th / March 21st. In ancient times, there was always a 7-day ceremony to inaugurate it, which culminates on either the 28th / 29th, and then is a 3-day grace period until April 1st. Which comes, you know, that's where the April Fool's story comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular new moon, I mean, this particular full moon Libra opposing the sun in Aries, the energy is good. It was good all Sunday. It was good all day yesterday, especially volatile between 2:55 a.m. and 7:20 a.m. It's good all day today, and it's good all day on Wednesday, which is tomorrow. But the energy will be volatile leading up to tonight, like in the wee hours, morning hours, leading up to 8:40 a.m. It's going to start to calm off. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get them rituals in tonight. Don't let a little bit of rain bother you. If you got to go to the woods and everything to do whatever it is that you do, do it. But make sure that you take advantage of this particular energy because it coincides with the spring/new year energy. So this is the time to really get it in. You can stay home right in your bedroom. Get it in.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you ain't got to go out in the rain. You can make it rain at home.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Just
if one had a queen or goddess or significant other, you know, what would he be able to or she be able to do to tap into this power of this new moon with their significant other, you know, without getting all raunchy, you know?
Visualization. This is the period of time that you're supposed to visualize. You know what I'm saying? Before y'all get into y'all thing, tell her what you want her to visualize. Be very descriptive of it. You know what I'm saying? I want that new Bentley sitting on 26s, you know, two-tone. If that's what it is, then hey, you know what I mean? But if it's the village, if it's the healing community, you know, be very descriptive. And always speak of yourself from already being there. Don't project into a place that you ain't get yet. Be like, yo, I see me in the village, you know what I'm saying, actually planting these seeds. I see the seeds harvesting. I see us eating, you know, the harvest. You know, be in the actual visualization. Make it very clear to her. And then when y'all go in, at the point of orgasm, make sure that she's visualizing it just as well as you are. You know what I'm saying? And like the brother,
what Pro Life said.
The brother Pro Life said, you got to get it up to 144 beats.
Your heart.
144 heartbeats. You know what I'm saying? To really achieve that orgasm. We going for triple orgasms, people. Okay? You know what I'm saying? The one drop in the bucket thing, that ain't going to work. You got to bring her the triple orgasm. You feel me?
Hello.
So that 144 beat, the heartbeat, that's what the man's heartbeat should be at. Hers should be oscillating somewhere around 170-something beats. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
a lot of heartbeat, though. God dang.
We talking about, you know, doing the damn thing. So when it's at that particular point and you bring it to fruition, you know what I'm saying? And that climatic aspect is coming through.
You might have to cheat and do some push-ups. Get it up.
Well, before you get it in?
Yeah.
Before you get it in, you know what I'm saying? You might have to start off on the push-ups, but that's why experimentation is very important. Things like foreplay, you know what I'm saying, to get things properly situated and to get the blood flowing properly, you feel me? But this is the grand, grand point and period of time. The fact that it's raining, that should even add on more to it. So for the family to stay at home with their mates, get it in, do the visualization at the point of climax, actually see it, you know what I'm saying? Project that image on your wall. Make sure that she's projecting the same image and bring it through. At the point of orgasm, lock your tongue to the roof of your mouth, you know what I'm saying? And just feel that energy oscillating from the root chakra, from your bottom, which is your testes, all the way up to your crown chakra, and rotate it around your whole field until you're like, you know, like really feeling it. You know what I'm saying? And giving off that energy. You feel me? How do you say it? To the wall. You know what I'm saying? That's where your projector needs to go.
That's crazy.
Not your skeet, but your projections from the window to the wall. You know what I mean? Like it's a projector, what have you. Beam your images. Make it your reality. Own it. This particular energy is only powerful if you own it. Mm-hmm. Because best believe your adversaries are tapping into this particular energy and they want to own it. You know what I'm saying? Case in point, yesterday in Russia,
right there,
okay, on the full moon, they had a terrorist attack.
Yes, they did.
I didn't say it. It was what the news said. Yesterday in the news was just pure chaos. You know what I'm saying? It was mad, wild style stories going on in yesterday's news cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? From the raids that they did over the weekend to the blast on the subway. Now, the interesting thing is that yesterday was what? 329?
29th. Yeah, the 29th.
Okay. 29.
Very always 29. An interesting day, yeah.
Yes, always an interesting day, right? 29, we know 29 is copper, okay? So we know that, you know, even like Katrina hit 829 because what? They were dealing with a ritual where they had to penetrate the psyche of the black woman, but more so get into her psyche via that copper, via the blood, right? So that 29 was very imperative. But
mm-hmm.
I got an inclination just based on the decoding we was doing on Friday. I said, okay, let me stay consistent with the decoding and go through the gematria. Let me go through the Kabbalah to see what does 329 equal in this Kabbalah, being that we know that these people are dealing with sorcery on that particular level, Kabbalistic sorcery. So I go to the Kabbalah, right?
Yeah.
And 329 in Kabbalah equals Terazni, a word in Hebrew called Terazni. So Terazni means the angel of Libra. So I'm like, okay, this is a Libra full moon, and it's the angel of Libra. That can't be a coincidence. So I look further into it, and it also says, the angel of destruction, when you add the integer of one to it. So 1329 is the angel of destruction. You know what I'm saying? They got 38 people that was killed on the subway on 329. So I find this very interesting. And like I said, you know, it's just the utilization of that particular energy that they're going in on to enact these rituals during these particular times.
Can you also share the synchronicities that the New York newspapers had in regard to the Moscow bombing?
Absolutely. And I'm going to, while I talk about this, I'm going to be trying to Google to find the covers so I can show the family so they don't think I'm tripping. But on the AM paper.
That's the free paper.
Right? Both free papers in New York had it. And, you know, normally the Daily News or the Post will have something that syncs it up, but they didn't have it. The Metro and the AM papers on the cover of yesterday's paper. So this is Monday's cover, right? So it would be virtually impossible for them to be talking about something that happened in Russia on the same day. It just
mm-hmm.
didn't happen that way. But we're looking at synchronicities here, okay? So the cover of the Metro says it has a subway station on it, Houston Street Station, with a police line going across it. Police line, do not cross. Two slain add to murder spike. Okay, apparently somebody wigged out on the train, you know what I'm saying, Saturday night after going to Lotus or whatever. That ain't open no more, right? But one of them spots down there, they wigged out near Varick Street, and they bodied
mm-hmm.
two people on the train. On the AM paper, it says, haunted by track tragedies, subway deaths take their toll on train operators. So I just found that very interesting in terms of synchronicity, that both of the papers will be dealing with a murder in the subway, and then in the news over in Russia, they have 38 dead. You feel me? So you can call that what you want. And what I also find very, very interesting is last week they marched Anpu, better known as Anubis.
Yes, sir.
Through the Bay of New York via the West Side. straight over by the Statue of Liberty. Now, the Statue of Liberty sits on an eight-pointed star, which represents Sothis, which we know and understand as Sirius. Okay? So this begins the Death March. Okay? How do I know that this begins the Death March? Because yesterday in the news, what did they do? They threw out the story that they found the gateway to Amenta.
Yep.
Now, for those that are not familiar with these terminologies, Amenta and Kemet, better referred to as, otherwise referred to as Egypt, Amenta is the gateway to the underworld, or, you know, what people erroneously refer to as hell. You feel me? So, they went, now it gets a lot more better, bro. You know what I'm saying? They just are not stopping.
Do you have that link, the doorway to Amenta?
Yeah, I'm going to grab a link right now and drop that in the chat for the family. Okay, so they find the doorway to Amenta in Luxor, Karnak, right? Very, very interesting and very key. These particular positions and these points are where they're finding these gateways or these portals. Okay? The same day they come out and they said that the scientists stumped as the bee population further declines. Now, I know that everybody is not a science major, and neither am I, but, you know, I was lucky enough to catch some lectures here and there in my life, and I remember one that Valentine did. He explicitly expressed the fact that when you hear them saying that the bee population is suffering, then that's also a death march, because populations, human populations, can't survive without bees because of the pollinations that the bees are responsible for. So we're talking about, you know, the things that actually make the world go around. You know, those things are changing. You feel me? And just a week ago, I posted a story where they said that the flowers have now lost their scents. Why is the flower losing their scents? Their scent? The flowers losing their scent because of the decline in bees. The bees are responsible for pollinizing the flowers. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now, back to the Amenta story, right? I just dropped a link in the chat room, so please check out the link for this this gateway to Amenta that they found in Karnak. Now, if you look at the gateway, right? If you look at the gateway, if you look at the door, you will see that this door is modeled after, or should I say, the LCH, which is the Large Hadron Collider, is modeled after the door.
Mm-hmm.
So their particle accelerators are being modeled after Amenta, right?
Yep.
Why today?
Yes, sir.
They finally turned on CERN, which they were supposed to have turned off. CERN is turned on today. The Hadron Collider finally smashes subatomic particles today of all days. Okay? After 16 years and $10 billion, the day after they found the gateway to Amenta, they have been able, they said, to successfully turn on the Hadron Collider and smash particles. Feel me?
Yes, sir.
So, again,
I was blown away when I saw that one.
Said, amongst their top goals of finding the identity of the dark matter that shapes the visible cosmos in a strange particle known as the Higgs boson, which they refer to as the God particle.
A particle.
All right? Now, it don't stop there, because all of these things are connected. Okay? Hold on one second, y'all. So, when they're talking about the God particle, they're talking about you. When they're talking about dark matter, they're talking about you. You know what I'm saying? So all of these things is what they're saying scientifically they're embarking on. They're like, yo, we're getting one step closer. You know what I'm saying? We're cracking these codes. We're going up in these portals. We're getting this access. We're getting this information. Because, like we said, it's the information age, that works both ways. You know what I mean? The information that they're sitting on has to come forth, but also the information that they have been trying to access as well is accessible. All gates are open. It's how you use them. You know what I'm saying? This is the wisdom age.
You shall find.
This is wisdom born, yeah. So it's like, how you going to use this info? Because they're going to throw it to you. How you going to use it? As J.O. Felony said, I could give it to you, but what you going to do with it? You know what I'm saying? So they throw out another article, right? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Scientists discover how to turn off brain's morality center.
Are you serious?
Serious as cancer. You know what I'm saying?
So they said that they could turn off the center in your brain that rules morality.
I'm going to read it. People's moral judgment can be altered by disrupting part of the brain. A study published Monday, 3/28, in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences show, or should I say 3/29, my bad. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which we was just at the other day, right?
Yes, sir.
MIT looks bug. You need to go there yourself, family.
Harvard and MIT.
Yeah, Harvard and MIT are
mad labs
that you need to go to and see for yourself. It's just an entire, you know.
Yeah, bring your camera
out there. Yeah, they just out there in labs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's something that y'all going to have to see for yourself to understand, you know what I mean, what type of shit is going on behind them walls. It looks like military installations. Researchers at MIT disrupted activity in the right temporal parietal junction, or TPJ, which is above and behind the right ear, right? So when you see them in movies, when they do the assassination shit, where do they hit people at?
Behind the right ear?
Yep.
Wash him up.
Which is above and behind the right ear and is usually highly active when we think about what we believe the outcome of a particular act will be. Now, listen to this shit, family. This is where they're taking it, right? The researchers disrupted the TPJ by inducing a current in the brain using a magnetic field applied to the scalp and got study participants to read a series of scenarios posing moral conundrums. In one scenario, a person called Grace and her friend are taking a tour of a chemical plant when Grace stops at the coffee machine. Now, where would my mama be? If this ain't some Lady Gaga shit, I don't know what the fuck is. Right? But listen to this. So, they get them touring the plant, right, with the toxic shit. So picture the Gaga video with the toxic symbol and everything, right?
Yeah.
Listen. In one scenario, a person called Grace and her friend are taking a tour of a chemical plant when Grace stops at the coffee machine. Grace's friend asks her to get a coffee with sugar. A container by the coffee machine is marked toxic, but contains plain old sugar. But Grace doesn't know that. She believes the white powder in the container is toxic, but puts it in her friend's coffee anyway. Her friend is unharmed because the substance was sugar. Participants in the studies were asked to judge on a scale of 1 to 7, with 1 being absolutely forbidden and 7 absolutely permissible if they thought what Grace and other protagonists in other scenarios did was morally acceptable. 2 experiments were conducted. During one, participants were asked to judge a scenario's characters after having magnetic pulses sent to their TPJs for 25 minutes. And in the other, they passed judgment while undergoing very short bursts of magnetic interference. In both experiments, disrupting normal neural activity in the right TPJ, switched off part of the people's moral judgment mechanism that looks at the protagonist's beliefs. When the right TPJ was disrupted, participants were more likely to judge as morally permissible failed attempts to harm another person than were controlled participants whose right TPJs were not tinkered with. When activity in the right TPJ is disrupted, participants' moral judgment shift toward a no harm, no foul mentality, even though the participants should have given characters like race a mark in the forbidden range because they believe the action will cause harm, the study says.
That's retarded, yo.
Weird science.
It is re-re. Check it out, though. In the perfect world, they would be able to use that shit with these Negroes to turn off their morality when it comes down to putting that work. But in the real world that we living in, that's the shit that they're going to use because, like I told you before, they're getting ready to cull the population.
Getting ready?
No, I'm talking about full swing. They're getting ready to go in, and they're going to turn off. They don't even have morality, but they're going to turn the Negroes and the Latinos and the Asians and everybody else that's on their team, they're going to probably use that to turn their shit off.
Mm.
You know what I mean? When you see Monique win that award, that was the signal right there.
Yeah, they're going in, B. You know what I'm saying? They are definitely going in.
Yeah, but I hope the audience goes ahead and researches that story and even build upon, you know what I mean? Put some more information to that. Because that's something, all of these stories that are being spoken is something that needs to be thoroughly researched. You know what I mean? And brought to the table. Inform the people of information like this because the people are perishing from a lack of knowledge.
Yes, they are.
You know what I'm saying? It's undeniable. And we all, every single one of us need to be them beacons of light to bring the knowledge.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, what have you been coming across in your news studies endeavors?
Just more so I've been looking into the healthcare thing.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's looking real crazy right now.
Well, talk to the people about that because, you know, this adversely affects, you know, everyone that we speak to.
I mean, yeah,
even if they're outside of the system.
Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about the things that are going on with the other states, with the 14 states that have filed a lawsuit. Now, the brothers that are covering that whole story right there with top-tier information is the Aboriginal Law Firm. And
absolutely.
I suggest everybody, if they have not visited these brothers' page, that they make that trip over there to ALI. Aboriginal Law Institute Radio, I believe, ALI Radio. And these brothers are studious in many subjects, you know what I'm saying, many, many, many subjects. So their whole archive is a wealth of information. It's like going to school for free. I'm talking about top-tier school.
Yeah, graduate course.
Above this shit, yeah, because we're going to have to start qualifying what it is that's being done these days. It has been being done. This is higher information, higher knowledge that people who have degrees, and this is not, you know, people who got all kind of accolades and whatnot, they're coming back saying, I have never learned this stuff inside of my school. They don't even touch on these things.
Absolutely. I've heard many people that are coming from the quote-unquote, you know, fields of professions, the professional fields. Once they come into contact with them brothers' information, they are co-signing, saying that, you know, this is the upgrade. That's the plus degree for law students. You know what I mean? That's a plus degree for anybody that actually understands contract, constitution. Just like anyone who's a history buff, you know what I'm saying, Taj Tariq is an upgrade. That's the plus degrees. That's shit that you're just not going to get taught in school. But if you have a inkling of an understanding of what it is that you're hearing, then you could be like, okay, this is that thing right here.
Yep. Definitely. And if the audience is not familiar with the brothers that we're talking about, these are the brothers that are featured in the video called The Moors in Court.
Yeah, drop the link for them.
And with the video Moors in Court so eloquently shows is that there's something that these brothers have learned. There's some level of information that these brothers possessed. When they went into the courtroom, they were able to speak for themselves. Now, people might be like, what do you mean? Remember, anybody that you see going to the courts, I don't care if he has $30 million, $300 million, if he caught 30 bodies, three bodies, three parking tickets, three charges from his, anybody that I, because I've been to court many times in my life, and I'm sure many people have, and they have not seen people go up in front of the courtroom and defend themselves, let alone speak five words.
Right.
So these brothers went up there, and they demonstrated that they did not need a lawyer on their side. Then they demonstrated to the judge that the judge did not have jurisdiction to even address them, to even talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the venue in which that they were in was not a lawful venue, and they established that on record.
Indeed.
What do they call that? Court officers running up on them. No disrespect for the judge. They was, and you see the judge just straight bowing down.
The DA was quiet.
Church mouse.
You know what I'm saying?
Church mouse.
You don't see that.
That means something. That means a lot. And the documents that these brothers have presented to these people are the documents that state, and this is not for everybody, but these brothers have shown that they are not part of this corporate fiction. You got to respect
Indeed.
That. You know what I mean? You got to. It ain't no spookism. It ain't no, you know, cut a chicken's head off and you know, and say some things and all that. I'm not knocking nobody's stuff, but I'm just saying this is real life practical application of knowledge, turn it into wisdom, and then taking it steps further. Now, these brothers
right.
are ready to create. These brothers got the tools to create a nation.
Because while we're here, we're talking about remedies to injustice. We're talking about things that one can do to remove oneself from the scenario so it won't be a nightmare. This is an inclination to show you that it actually stands on something. Because they done ran up on these dudes and folded them. You know what I'm saying? You see what they are doing to quote-unquote militias that are quote-unquote in opposition to the government and their doctrines. They're folding them. The ATF ran up, you know what I'm saying, on the militias and they folded them. Now, I'm not saying that this is a militia and I'm not saying that it's anything subversive to the quote-unquote government, but it is the antithesis to the lie that the government stands on because it's a de facto government. You know what I'm saying? And they're operating in a capacity that's not right and exact. And then when you call them out, when you got the garlic for the vampire, he going to run. Hold a mirror up to his ass and, you know what I'm saying? The mirror going to crack or you're not going to see him. He's a fiction. But yet, when he does things and he makes it a reality on those that are bonded and still contracted with the fiction, then it becomes very real. Then when the house falls, it falls down on everyone that's in that house. And that's where healthcare is about. Where are they going to get the money from? Huh? The census is them taking collateral damage. They're like, okay, we about to liquidate. You know what I'm saying? Let's see who's who and what's what. Who's down with this bullshit? You know what I'm saying? Who's going to pay for this bullshit? So that's what the census is, to see who's going to pay for this bullshit. Don't believe the hype, y'all. That healthcare is not where it's at. Like we said, these Europeans are ready to go to war based on that.
Look,
and I'm in the barbershop, so niggas is happy. Niggas
they
is ecstatic.
They passed it on 3-2-2. Remember, they had the midnight session. Why would they had niggas up in front of their TVs from 11 o'clock all the way into the next day? The next day was the 3-2-2. The name of the bill is HR3200, huh? Come on, man. And what does health? What does the health mean?
Health means pentagram.
Come on, man.
The health means
pentagram. Niggas think they got free dental. Okay. No, they putting out traps right now. This is the age of them putting out these traps. And we here to provide the information for the people so they do not fall in the traps. Because many will.
Oh, many will.
You know what I'm saying? But
when they said that the masses ain't going to make it, and, you know, people was kind of like uncomfortable about just about how that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. They just clipped off a large portion, you know what I'm saying? So people have to be very mindful and make, you know, they gotta make a decision. You know, a lot of people are trying to hold on to things that just simply can't be held on to. They're like, yo, you know, I'm an outcast in my own home. My folks don't fuck with me. Yada yin, yada you. Listen. Your hope, your folks is one step outside of that slaughterhouse. They're online. This is your opportunity to get offline. At some point, you have to make a decision. You got to say, look, enough is enough. I love you, but I can't go down that same path with you because you're headed to slaughter, and you're being led by the blind. Y'all part of a passing rally. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's just not going to work. The blind is leading the blind. Get off the line. And the way that you can do that is, like I said, look into these different avenues. You know what I mean? I begin emails, and a lot of people are asking me, well, which one, you know what I'm saying, do you approve of? Is it Ali? Is it ALF? Is it Taj? My whole thing is do your homework, you know what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, it's not going to be based upon what the red or the blue pill say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can only aid and assist in terms of giving out pertinent information and say, look, this works, that don't work. Abundance Child, you know what I'm saying? Stop playing tour. Look into that. There are things out there that are remedies, and these are live people that you could actually speak to and, you know, do some
and it's
work.
Not about
see if you feel it. If you don't feel it, then that's not for you.
And this is not about recruiting yourself to a sports team. You know what I'm saying? There is no one that's greater than the other. You know what I mean? We should celebrate the fact that you have many options such as Taj, ALF, Ali, Abundance Child, and the many other mores that are out there putting in that work, and the many other conscious people that are in the movement. It's not about choosing one over the other. That atmosphere that people are even drawing that from was one that was created when the madness was going on. You know what I mean? That's that negative stuff. It's not about choosing, you know, I like these guys and I don't. You know what I mean? People are treating this shit like popularity, and it's not about that. Don't get caught up in a cult of personalities. Go where the information is at. When you in college, you don't say, yo, I don't like Professor Smalls. You know what I mean? But Professor Goldstein, he's cool and all of that, but I'm not feeling, you know what I mean? You go and get your lessons and you get your understanding and whatnot, and then you apply it.
Okay.
So
the bus don't stop there, bro. As we said, you know what I'm saying, we have the ability on Nodaless to speak words to truth. And the universe will have a way of backing us up just to say, okay,
yes, sir.
Red and blue pill, they know this shit. So here we go, right? Last week, Tuesday, or was it Friday, when we had the sister called in, Rad Nunez, you know, from the Noda Ledge family. And we spoke about the whole aspect of this healthcare reform is dealing with taking out Big Pharma. People think it's about the pharmaceutical industry. It's not about the pharma. The pharmaceutical industry is not the future of healthcare.
Yeah.
The future of healthcare is nanotechnology, right? Nanoparticles. Yeah. It's not only is it genetics, it's genetics as well, but it's nanotechnology and ways of controlling those genetics.
Okay.
So an auto comes out, right? This is the future of the fight against cancer. Okay, let me drop it in the chat. There you go. I just dropped it in the chat room. Okay, now what they're saying is, of course, they have nanoparticles that they have developed to fight these cancers. It says, look close. You may be staring at the end of cancer. Those tiny black dots are nanobots delivering a lethal blow to a cancerous cell, effectively killing it. The first trial on humans has been a success with no side effects, right? Those are the words of Mark Davis, the head of research team that created the Nanobot Anti-Cancer Army at the California Institute of Technology. According to a study to be published in Nature, I think we need to get Nature. Somebody needs to subscribe to Nature because this is where all the studies and the reports come out.
Yep.
Davis's team has discovered a clean, safe way to deliver RNAi sequences to cancerous cells. Now, RNAi is ribonucleic acid interferences. If anyone has heard our past shows with brothers like Polite, right, building on RNA, brothers like Double Bled building on RNA, that's not junk DNA. That's the DNA that connects you, you know what I'm saying, to these other, they say that you exist in 12 dimensions. This is the DNA, the quantum DNA that connects you to those particular existences. So now they've developed a nanobot that could go in and kill or interfere with those RNAs. Okay? So it's a technique that attacks specific genes in malign cells, disabling functions inside and killing them. The 70 nanometer attack bots made with two polymers and a protein that attaches to the cancerous cell surface carry a protein of RNA called small interfering RNA. Now, it's just the same thing that Sadie said when we had him on the show, that these things are starches.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They're starches. You know what I mean? They're creating these with, the polymers are artificial fibers that they've created because they're also going to make your clothes out of nanotechnology as well. So they started with the RFID chip, but the whole clothes are going to be a chip. And all of this shit is going to be meant when they bring forth the augmented reality. Now, I don't have the clip for that right now, but it was an article that I seen just yesterday where they had a college that was advertising on Facebook about the augmented reality. Just to give the listeners a brief overview of what augmented reality is, that's like straight out of Minority Report. Again, another thing out of the mind of Philip K. Dick.
Yes, sir.
So I'm walking down the block, right, and I got these glasses on. I could look through my iPod and eventually my iPad, and what I physically see with my eyes is not going to be the same thing that I see through my iPod or my iPad or my iPhone, right? Or if I look at a person with the physical eye, I'm just seeing a person. But if you look through them through augmented reality, you'll see labels for all of the clothes they have on. You'll be able to touch that label and go and purchase the clothes right on the spot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm guessing later on, once nanotechnology kicks in, you'll be able to see what that person's genetics are made of. You'll be able to see what disease that person has. And then when the hackers kick in, you'll be able to access that person's medical history because all of that shit is going to be on a chip.
Oh, man. What I tell you about telling everybody about the future, man?
Okay.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Okay,
That's
where it's going. Here we go. The 70, let me go back. Right, starving. All right. Carry the 70 nanometer attack bots made with two polymers and a protein that attaches to the cancerous cell surface carry a piece of RNA called small interfering RNA, which deactivates the production of a protein starving the malign cell to death. Once it has delivered its lethal blow, the nanoparticle breaks down into tiny pieces that get eliminated by the body in the urine. Now, anybody that knows anything about urinology, you know that in the future, you know what I'm saying, when shit gets real thick, you're going to have to be able to use that urine as therapy. Now, I'm sorry for the people that are gawking. It's a science. You need to look it up. Urinology, you know what I'm saying, it's methods that people have used in war times to stay alive.
Yep.
You feel me? My grandfather told me many times when they was out in the war that they was using urinology to keep themselves alive and to heal their wounds. Right? It says the most amazing thing is that you could send as many of these soldiers as you want, and they will keep attacking the bad guy, killing them left, right, and center, and stopping tumors. According to Davis, the more they put in, the more ends up where they are supposed to be, in tumor cells. While they will have to finish the trials to make sure that there are no side effects whatsoever, the team is very happy with the successful results and is excited about what's coming. Look, and this is what they got in quotes. They said, what's so exciting is that virtually any gene can be targeted now. Every protein now is druggable. My hope is to make tumors melt away while maintaining a high quality of life for the patients. We're moving another step closer to being able to do that now. I'll let you tell it.
That's crazy.
Okay? Stay happy to healthcare.
Man, that's retarded.
You know what I'm saying? The family also has dropped a link in the chat room dealing with the death of the whales.
Yeah, I read that. It's crazy.
You know what I'm
saying? The largest whale die-off in history.
Yes, yes. This is very,
and it's
very
mostly
key.
Baby whales.
Mostly baby whales?
Yep.
Hmm.
Mostly the babies.
Okay, I didn't get a chance to look into it as of yet, family. But, you know, those are byproducts of scalar weapons being used in the ocean. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, if everybody, you know, is not aware that there was over 100 and plus earthquakes. So all of these earthquakes that have been occurring, yo, somebody told me there was an earthquake in Albany the other day, like a 4.5. So all of these earthquakes that have been occurring is in the water also. You know what I'm saying? It's underground. So that's going to begin affecting something that's happening underneath the earth. That's apparent.
Yes.
Like it's apparent that something is either rising up. It's more than likely that something is rising up. That's why you're hearing the earth is quaking like that, because something is coming up. So, you know, we got to keep our eyes out for that.
Indeed. Indeed, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, the ocean is just a very unhospitable place at this particular time due to toxic dumping, due to plastic. You know what I'm saying? It's all types of wild style shit that's going on in the ocean. So, you know, it's just becoming a very uncomfortable place for them whales, man, and the whales are very key to existence. You know what I mean? And just like those bees. You feel me? Peep the knowledge, y'all. Or do the knowledge, should I say. What's the significance that we might just be overlooking, that we posted a story last week where it said the birds was falling out the sky. Okay? Now you have a decrease in the bee population. I explained that the whole aspect with the OTO, what Crowley and them put forth is that they said they want to make a third person, a merger between a male and a female, called an androgen, right?
Yeah.
And they said that they're going to do this by creating multiple personalities. The way that they are inducing those multiple personalities with people via things like piercings, right, tattoos, all of the quote-unquote counterculture things that you're seeing reach this particular point at this particular time. But, you know, it's also them mixing sex because they said they wanted to be with and the third person that they create is going to have no sex, a sexless yep. being. So they are attacking what? The birds and the bees. Okay,
sure.
i.e. the way that you bring creation into life. So if the bird population is under attack and the bee population is under attack, what have you? That's the foundation
shit.
And the ritualistic principle of bringing creation, and because that's what the story is connected to.
Yeah, and the way that I see things in the real world, as above, so below, the bees, which would be i.e. the queens or the sisters, the majority of what I'm seeing is that they're not even bees anymore, because they ain't even looking for no more honey. It's bees and bees all day. That's all I see is bees and bees. They don't even want to procreate.
But what
a bee's job is to pollinate the flowers. You know what I'm saying? The bees that I see, they not doing that no more. So you see the bees dying in the bee kingdom. We see the queens. We see the what we known as queens is dying in front of our faces.
As above, so below.
Yeah, we got to be real with this shit. We got to be honest and be truthful to what we seeing with our eyes. It's the same thing when you see brothers in the street. They're dying. They're not even procreating anymore. Like they don't even exist in a way.
No, they don't.
Because you're here to be fruitful and multiply, to spread your seed, to give life. This is a life continuous cycle. This is what nature is about. If you're doing anything else, it's against nature. There's no excuses to that. There's a supreme universal law, and that's called be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah. And the minute that you forget that basic precept of life, then everyone is in trouble, B.
Yeah, everything
understand?
Else is a fucking excuse. I don't want to hear it. It's pure science. You know. And those are the people that rely on weird science to create shit for them. So they're keeping that alive. You know what I mean? They don't even understand when they participate in that. That's keeping paradigms alive.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely holding up this bullshit paradigm. But like I said, you know, this is them marching into what Crowley set forth. And a lot of people might be like, yo, y'all niggas bugging, y'all he's talking this Crowley shit. Listen, man, study that man, okay? Because his fingerprints and his footprints is all over this shit. These weird-ass niggas is direct, you know, Crowley-influenced individuals.
Yes.
Even if it's third party, if they don't directly know about a Crowley, then they're subjects to people that are children of Crowley. You know what I'm saying?
Remember
they're
the architect in the Matrix?
They're just puppets to puppet masters who are puppets themselves to Crowley.
The Crowley, yep. Better study
you know
that ayahuasca. You better study that Crowley. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? Because if you don't know what he came here to do, then you can't fathom what's going. You can't fathom what you're going up against. You don't even know who you're dealing with.
And what we're talking about in terms of, you know, Jigga and Beyonce and Lady Gaga and Lil Wayne, you know. To make sure that y'all saying, yo, y'all niggas is just fucking hating or what have you, or y'all niggas is bugging, you have to have an inkling of an understanding of these particular individuals like Crowley, like the OTO. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about masonry and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about these different versions and divisions of secret societies, which their main purpose and intent was to infiltrate culture via music, and via the drug culture, and via sex magic. And everything that them dudes was about, you see being paid homage to by these videos and these artists. Now, either they fucking with us, just a thumb their nose, and they're playing with a very dangerous energy if they are, or it's right on point. You know what I'm saying? Like the brother I said said, you know, about Badu's cover. You know, yeah, we all love, you know what I'm saying? We all love Badu, and she's our sister and everything, but she got some explaining to do. Why do an album cover where she's depicted as the Metropolis girl? And she, it's not like she ain't seen fucking industry exposed. It ain't like she don't know that everyone in the conscious community is reaching, exposing the fact that this is what Beyonce is initiating, this whole move towards the cybergenetics of, quote-unquote, the original man. So she can't be blind to this shit. If she don't know Jay Electronica, somebody in her fucking camp knows, like, hold on.
I didn't know.
That's Metropolis. Like, how you going to do the Beyonce ritual right after the niggas done called her out? So what's the meaning? What's the purpose? Why does she have
artist.
Those particular Masonic symbols on her?
Cause she's
you know what
artist.
I'm saying? Who the fuck is she?
She's an artist.
Who's she working for? You know what I mean? I don't see nothing going on in the industry that's minus Crowley. I just don't.
Yo, they said World Star Hip Hop is the world's largest hip hop site. They officially made that be known. Do you go to World Star Hip Hop?
Hmm?
You go there, right? We go to World Star Hip Hop every day, and I'm sure that many people that are on the line listening go to World Star. So
yeah.
Just think about it. Everybody around the world, I'm not even talking about in BK in New York, everybody in the damn planet, this is what they see of you every day. Just let that marinate right there. They don't know
early.
What's going on in the conscious community. They don't know what's happening in Harlem and all of that. They just know that when they go to World Star, that's Black America right there.
Right. They got a pussy popping contest, you know what I'm saying, that takes place on that site every day. You feel me? Well, they got some of the most delectable queens up there.
Yeah.
Skinning out and showing their ass online.
Yeah.
If you read some of the comments and what have you on World Star, I mean, you know, it's just an appalling situation.
Nah, then the coon shit, though. The nigga shit, son.
Oh, the fights and all that?
I'm just, yo, the shit be a tsunami some days. You understand? Like, there's nothing inspiring that I see on that channel, and I'm not hating. It just don't do it for me. Like, it's been a few, you know what I'm saying? I done seen a few things, but everything else is totally anti what I'm about at this point. Shit is totally ungodly shit.
Yeah, so I think we need to cut the bullshit. There are no saviors that are going to be coming out of music. You know what I'm saying? No one, and you're hearing it from somebody who was behind the wall. I was in them ballrooms at Sony in them fucking meetings, okay? There are no fucking rebels in the music industry that are secretly, you know, hiding their agenda.
Ooh.
And these crackers are so downstairs that they don't know what the fuck it is when they see it.
Yeah.
They know symbols and sigils that niggas ain't never seen. They ain't have access to them texts yet. Believe me when I tell you, they are very mindful of what the fuck Crowley is and you know, subversive magics and all types of shit. So, you know, I don't wanna shoot no missiles at her. We're gonna take our journalistic integrity forward and hopefully have an interview with the sister and try to get some understanding, you know what I mean, without blowing her cover.
Nah, that's Erica. She has a reason, believe me. That's Erica. Like she ain't going crazy. I'm just saying that she's pushed the envelope, so to say. You know what I mean? But I don't think she done lost her mind.
That's the data we in, though. If you ain't pushing an envelope, you know what I'm saying? You ain't saying nothing. Look, I want to open the line. We actually have a special guest for tonight. You know what I'm saying? We've been able to keep it on the low long enough, but here we go. Lines are open for our first caller for the evening. Peace, you and I rocking with the best.
Yo.
Peace. Peace. Peace, God.
215.
You can.
Yo.
Peace.
Yo.
Peace, peace, red pill, blue pill. What up, God?
Peace,
God. What up?
What's crackin' lagging? What's good?
Let the people know what's who this is.
Oh, man, this I'm Pooh calling from Philly in my bunker under tight security, underground and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm in my bunker right now. The only thing exposed is the goddamn telescope. That's it.
Yeah, man. Scoping
up. Goddamn Pooh.
Yeah, man. Cracking.
Goddamn Pooh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, you
know. A lot of Ampu activity going on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. You know, like I said, you know, we enter into that, you know, we're trying to get ready to go into that Yahweh frequency, you know what I'm saying, dealing with the six signs of the zodiac that be taking place for a whole age, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, if that's going to be activated, you know what I mean, we got to deal with the four cardinal points of that particular energy, and that Scorpio energy is one of them, you know what I'm saying? So they go that death and that rebirth, that sexual energy. You know what I'm saying? It's you know, it's on the horizon. It ain't no, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no coincidence that, you know, look at y'all, man, doing your thing and whatnot. And that twin Scorpio energy is rising right now.
Scorpio,
you know what I'm saying? You know, so you know, it ain't all about Aquarius right now. It's about everything that's connected to it via the squares. You know what I'm saying? And via opposition. You know what I mean?
Opposition is Leo, right?
Yeah, opposition Leo. Like me and your brother was busting it up. You know, he's talking about that ego energy. Like last week, the rabbi was talking about how Leo will walk into their motherfucking sword, and that's because the negative vibration of that shit is motherfuckers can be egotistical. You know what I'm saying? This is a time of rulership. You know what I mean? And you gotta remember, we just now starting to get there. You know what I'm saying? By precession of the equinoxes, man, we 29 degrees Pisces, so we ain't even in the Aquarian shit. So what's that Pisces shit? The negative vibration of that Pisces shit is confusion, you know what I'm saying? Drugs, alcohol, you know what I'm saying? Insanity, you know what I'm saying? And also, motherfucking, take yourself up out of here. It's a sacrifice energy. That's a suicide energy. That's why Erykah Badu, who's a Pisces, sun and moon in Pisces, at the end of her drawing, what happened? Oop, she gets murked. The sacrificial energy. That's the energy that she displays. Not saying that she's gonna do that or that's gonna happen to her, but she just showing you her vibration,
that's
her planetary vibration,
exactly.
Man. That's her shit, man. She's artistic as a motherfucker. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's why I said she's an artist.
Yeah,
whenever I see her do something, I got faith in her because she's an artist.
Yeah.
So she do shit on the edge, we'll have you fucked up for a minute, but it's high art. You know what I mean? People got to get used to high art.
Right. And understand.
I mean,
see, that Pisces energy is Venus tenfold. Neptune is a higher octave of Venus. You know what I'm saying? So Venus is a more of a physical love, whereas Neptune is a deep spiritual love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know. But man, just, you know, sitting back, man, just scoping.
Can you give them a brief rundown of this particular full moon energy that we're enveloped in right now?
Yeah, man. I heard you and your brother really busting it up. I would say, you know, if we're dealing with, Sun in Aries, full moon opposition, and Libra deals with partnerships, any form of partnerships. It ain't just about you and your wife or you or your significant other. It's about anybody you're in a partnership with right now. You know what I'm saying? Like your brother's busting it up on the full moon is the time to go back and harvest what you planted for the new in the new moon time. You know what I mean? So what you want to do though, on a more astrological term, you want to find out where Libra is at on your chart. You know what I mean? So like for example, if Libra is in my fourth house, right? That means the fourth house take care of home and security. Then I need to be doing a ritual based off of partnerships inside of my home. So if I got a significant other, you know what I'm saying, inside of my home, then this full moon ritual need to be about me and her. You know what I'm saying? Whoever my partnership is inside of the house, me and the children, you know what I'm saying? Because that's a form of a partnership. You know what I mean? So you need to find out where Libra is at in your chart. Because remember, the houses of your chart is going to tell you what area in your life is going to be affected. The planets serve as balls of action. They show you that's the how. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm sorry, that's the what energy. The signs show you how. But the houses, the most important thing, which is time sensitive, that's why you got to know your time of birth, that's going to show you where that energy is going to manifest. You know what I'm saying? So wherever Libra is at in your chart, then you need to be doing that ritual and expecting to get the results out of that particular area. You know what I'm saying? So you just need to know where that Libra energy is at and then do exactly what y'all was talking about earlier. You know what I'm saying? Then that shit should manifest. No problem. Because we all know it's a partnership thing. We know that. It's about partnerships. It's about being with somebody. You know what I'm saying? And whether it be marriage or, again, like I said, whether it be some form of business. But more on a business partnership, that's more of a Scorpio joint resource type thing. You know what I'm saying? But it's just two people in unison doing something. Libra's an air sign. You know what I'm saying? So it's about it's the perfect time to do it because it's all about communication. You know what I'm saying? The air signs like to communicate. You know what I mean? So it's the perfect time to get into that communicating mode, dealing with your significant other and focusing on that house energy, man. Just looking at your chart, like I said, man, and just trying to bring that about, you know what I mean, in that particular area of your life. And it's like, bam, it'll be right there.
Yeah.
Right.
So you know that April 24th is that historic date. We all converge on the ATL, the Dirty South.
Yeah.
Lay down another classic, might I say.
Listen, that shit is going to be monumental. I ain't tooting the horns on a lineup that's going to be there, but I'm telling you, Blueprint 322 won't even come close to what's going to happen down there. And that ain't going to even come close to what's going to go down there. And it's going to be so much fire that I vow that I will not even speak on what myself or others will be presenting. You know what I mean? I ain't saying nothing, man. I'm just saying people really don't want to miss this one. It's going to be monumental.
We're dedicating this to spark the we want to spark the South. We want to bring a torch to the South and light and ignite something, because I know we got people down there. They ready to put in. They're ready to get it popping, yo.
Right, no doubt.
Ready to get it popping.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. That's definitely gonna be a monumental time, man. That's on for the next right there. You know.
Yeah, that's definitely on to the next.
Yeah,
the family, you know, there's family in the chat room saying they wanna make that trip. I'm saying that we might have to do the RV thing like before.
No, how about we do the Chinese thing, huh? Remember, the Chinese has taken over the bus industry. They put Greyhound, they sat Greyhound down in New York. They go to Boston, Philly, Baltimore, D.C., V.A.
So they got the main terminal in Boston. They straight Bogarted.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
They started out with pirate buses and shit. So we need to start having bus services to go from state to state. Why we could fill a bus up and just go down south and do like mad lectures or an event where we selling stuff and trading and all of that stuff.
Yeah, no doubt.
If we live in 2010, why is that? That should not be impossible. This is the future.
Yeah, we plan it right, you know what I mean? We definitely hit that off and start, you know, leave out a couple of days before and stop at major cities along the way, you know what I'm saying? Richmond, Virginia, a couple spots along the way.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, get it on, man.
Exactly.
My CDL class, hey, that shit don't expire to 2012. You know what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. For a reason.
You know, no doubt.
Well, we have to start letting you use that license. And I know we have many other brothers out there with CDL licenses. Chances are they might be unemployed. Yeah.
Black
chances
business.
Are. Exactly. Well, he ain't driving buses no more. You know, he's doing shows.
No, I'm not saying that, but he could, you know, he could man
yeah,
the
he could,
world, so.
Yeah, he could push it down there.
No doubt.
We know that we
I
now
mean,
have.
And, you know, wow. You know how we are as a people. We could start small. We could do Dollar Van at first, 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We could build it up in phases. We don't have to jump right into the damn double-decker bus. But eventually, I'm on my tour bus shit.
Yeah.
About 4 or 5 tour buses, and we just take the shit on the road on some Lil Wayne shit. You know what I mean? And it's buses full of conscious dudes, and we going town to town. We going town to town laying it down because we are, you know what I mean? Everybody is one.
Right.
You know, except for a few Hollywood extras. But everybody is one. You know what I'm saying? And we'll definitely make that pop. And this is what the youth need. This is what our generation needs. We was having a conversation the other day that this is the age of the new generation.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be acknowledged, and not in a way that nobody is bogarting. It just has to be put on record. You know what I'm saying? The master teachers already understand this. I done had conversations. So
it
just hasn't formally been done where it's like, look, this is these are the people that are going to be speaking to this generation. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole bunch of them. It's about 20 different teachers. But they need to get put, you know, they need to get properly introduced, certified, confirmed, Sotomayor, you know what I mean?
Because
a lot of people in the game un-Sotomayor, they unconfirmed.
Right.
You know, and then they get put out there for the people, and we begin doing what we got to do. And I'm talking globally. You know what I'm saying? We already done it. We already doing it globally. Germany, Japan, St. Croix, St. Thomas, all over the place. Dudes already done did it. So now we just have to keep continuing doing it and let the family grow.
Yes, indeed.
I think everybody should go get the Wu-Tang. What's the name of the Wu-Tang flick we just saw?
Hold on, let me find the cover. But it was interesting, you know what I'm saying, that the night after we was building on the Wu, we was building on the Wu on Friday, you know what I'm saying, chopping it up about ODB and his connections to the Montauk via the Shinnecock.
Right, right.
The fact
that
they are the rightful leases of these said lands. Not only Manhattan. Understand that when we look at New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
Long Island, Queens, and Brooklyn is all one island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Staten Island is an island. Manhattan is an island.
Hold on. What's that island called? We always forget this. What's
what,
that
Turtle
island
Island?
Kings County, man.
Oh, Kings County.
Brooklyn, Queens, and Long Island is Kings County. This show is sponsored by
www.kingscounty.com. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You got it. Yeah.
KingsCounty.com, as we explained in that, you know, all of those was islands. The only part
no,
that connected.
I don't mean to cut to your wisdom and whatnot. We still have to, we have not implemented that. Remember, you're talking about a piece of land that they were calling Kings County.
Mm-hmm.
So they are denoting in the title of the land that this is the county of the kings, royal blood, the nobles, the royal blood was on that landmass. That's why to this day, royal blood lines, because it's all about the blood. You can never kill off all the blood lines. So the blood, that's why you were here to procreate. I'm going to go back to my other shit. But the blood lines in Kings County still rise up. The Jay-Z's, the Biggie's, the Nas, the Rakim's. Remember, Queens, Brooklyn, and Long Island. Take all of the MCs. If you want to get on some rap shit, take all of the MCs that came out of those addresses there.
Yeah,
they
blinded
the motherfucking cream of the crop, B.
You got the
architects of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So this is holy land. It's a sacred land.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's 40th parallel, you know what I mean? That motherfucker run you dead through motherfucking Morris Main. So that 40th parallel ain't no joke. And the 40th parallel as well would take you very close to Serpent Mound, which runs through motherfucking Ohio.
Yes,
and it would take you through Cocoya Mound, which runs through East Illinois, which would be actually like close to East St. Louis, which when you cross over in Mississippi, you enter St. Louis once you go that route and shit. So the 40th parallel is a very significant parallel, you know, that King County sit on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why they came out with the motherfucking 40 ounce. All that shit's related. You know what I'm saying?
And that was a weapon of mass destruction. Let's just get that clear. That was a chemical weapon. Blue Pill, explain the morphogenetic grid, please.
Right.
Yeah, so what we understand about Kings County, right, is that the tip of it, Montauk Point, sits at the center of the morphogenetic grid that encompasses the entire planet. The center point for the morphogenetic grid is Montauk Point, Long Island. The inhabitants of that land, the Algonquin or the quote-unquote Montauk Indians, their surnames are Farrell. So we're looking at Ampu Farrell. They have pyramids on the land, or they had the pyramids on the land. The land is actually built on quartz crystal, just like Manhattan is on quartz crystal. Manhattan, Turtle Island, was a place that was never inhabited. No one lived here. It was only here for sacred ritual and ceremonies. That's the only time that you came to the island and did your thing. Okay, so Montauk Point is the center point of the morphogenetic grid. You could change all of reality based on the morphogenetic grid. So that's why they brought Crowley over to do his rituals in Montauk, because they use Montauk to do time travel.
Right.
They've been, you know what I'm saying, to certain points and back. And I don't want to hear nobody with that bullshit. Y'all, you giving devil too much props for it. Listen, nigga, sit down. Read a book.
Yeah. Right.
These motherfuckers have been places, okay?
Right.
They're your children. You know what I'm saying? They've been places, and they fucked things up when they went places. You know what I'm saying? Hence what we're dealing with. But, you know, it helps understand and denote who these characters are, like your ODBs, your RZAs. Because RZA, ODB, and Jizz are all cousins. So if ODB was related to Chief Cuffy from the Shinnecock, and this was confirmed to me by his mother, I interviewed Cherry, you know what I'm saying? And I interviewed Papa Wu, and he confirmed it. So all of these people that we saw that came forth as representing quote-unquote God and started an international movement that still has legs to this day, they all come from this bloodline, right? Rakim comes from Wine Dance, Long Island. Wine Dance is a son of the chief of the Montauks, just like the Shinnecock is a son of the chief of the Montauks. You know what I'm saying? So all of these things are connected. They took us out of location, and we totally can't put the connection together because we think in Bronx, Queens, Long Island, Manhattan. Oh, no, it's bullshit. Kings County, one land strip.
Right.
Montauk Point, that's the point of the grid.
Right.
This is where everything is being affected from that particular grid point. They denationalized them in court in the early 1900s by bringing the census around to them and having them say that they were black.
Right, they were too black.
They said that they marked off black on the census because they didn't give them any other options. So then they went to court when they were arguing about who they were supposed to give the land back to, and they said, oh, guess what? It's like the Montauk Indians don't exist anymore. The same way that they did in the school books when they said that Indians don't exist no more, it's because they denationalized them, and they got niggas calling themselves Negroes, Black, and Colors, and they're no longer, quote-unquote, the indigenous to the land. That's what happened in Montauk. So when ODB stands up and identifies himself as a bloodline, he was right when he says George Bush and the niggas was on his ass. You understand? Because he turned around and he could be like, look, I need rent for all of Manhattan.
Right.
You talking about land patents to Manhattan? They had the right. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they blew it.
Right. Now, on that thing, you know, they're having a tour April the 9th and the 10th, secret tours. If you go to YouTube and type in Peter Moon Montauk, I was just busting up with him a couple of days ago. He was telling me about the tour. He's going to actually be giving the tour of Montauk, you know what I mean? April the 9th. April 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We in there like swimwear.
Yeah, April 9th, 10th. I think it's like 300. I think they want like 300. If you got student ID or something like that, I think it's a big, big discount. You know what I mean? I'm gonna have to get back with him on that and let him know, because we got our own schools. You know what I'm saying? I said Temple of Healing. We got, you know what I'm saying, Autonomous. You know what I'm saying? We got our own schools of thought that we already dealing with. You know what I mean? That we getting people certified in,
in certain areas of metaphysics anyway, but, you know, I'm going to see if that, you know, that is something. He told me, and I quote, "No mores will be there, and your energy will be well received." End quote. You know what I'm saying? So definitely want that to, you know, make that happen. But one thing dealing with that whole, that energy grid, you know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck Transformers is about, man. Transformers,
that's
part one,
movie.
You know what I'm saying? Part one was dealing with, you know, the Grand Canyon. And like I keep saying, though, the Grand Canyon, the Hoover Dam, like the rabbi, he said, "Dam means blood," right? Colorado River, its nickname is the Red River. So there go your blood right there. But the dam itself sits inside of Black Canyon. You feel me? So when you go inside, remember when they took them inside, when they actually went into the dam, what did they say? They took them in a circular room and said, "This is Sector 7. The seven before Trod." But your circle seven, sector seven, that's your fucking more science right there. See, Hoover Dam, let me tell you something, man. These dudes ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? When you really look at what was being done, because Herbert Hoover, that motherfucker had a degree in geology. He knew the earth pressure points in real life. They just didn't put the dam there just to put the fucking dam there, nigga, because this is the same time frame right before Social Security cards and birth certificates and the gold standard and all that shit. That's the same time frame. So they metaphysically had to go in the earth and start damming the Red River, the blood, to fuck with your bloodline, to start to transform some shit, because they know you will come back in a later time dealing with certain sciences, i.e. your circle seven and shit, and you will start to fucking transform this shit. You understand what I'm saying? And then, part two, what did they tell you? The Autobots are on the move on the East Coast. What'd they say? Philadelphia and New York. But Philadelphia is connected to Montauk being the Philadelphia Experiment. When they went through what? Like, what was it? I think they went through an 80-year time loop or some shit. Yeah, it was 1943, they went to 83. They went through a 40-year fucking time loop. Oh, shit, a 40-year time loop on the 40th parallel. Get the fuck out of here.
Come on, now.
Get the fuck out of here, yo. You know what I'm saying? So this shit is connected, yo. This shit is definitely connected. And I'm going to show you how this shit is connected to the A. I'm going to show you how this shit is connected to the A. You know what I'm saying? You know, but Crowley is definitely connected to this shit, man. And one thing, like you said, man, that this is the thing. Fuck, I'm glad you said that. I think Red Pill said that shit, right? It ain't about no fucking Freemasonry, man. That shit is elementary school. Let me put that shit for the record, man.
Boys Club.
Freemasonry is elementary school. It ain't no fucking, it's political power in the sense of the Boys Club in modern day society. But when it comes to fucking ritual work, man, niggas who think being the Masons, them niggas devil worship, shut the fuck up. You don't know. Nigga, I done been a part of three motherfucking Masonic bodies, yo. And them niggas ain't got it. It ain't into that. It's the OTO and the other shit. And I ain't gonna even name the other shit. You know what I'm saying? Start paying attention to these lectures. Start paying attention to the books that the rabbi be putting up in the interviews and shit. Start paying attention to that shit. Because when you start getting into the other shit, you will see that shit ain't nothing but comedic sciences, and they invoking your deity's name, your ancestor's name, to get to their fucking magical powers, nigga. Freemasonry is just an elementary school for you to start to memorize shit, to start to become a student, to start to discipline yourself, to get ready to go to the outer portico of some other shit. Freemasonry is elementary school. So fuck all that Freemasonry shit, because it's not
the most important aspect of Freemasonry is the first degree, and that's circumscribing your passions.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why every Mason hit each other from the first degree. You're absolutely right. They sign when they see each other. They come from the first. They don't even come from another sign. They don't come from another degree. The general communication from another brother to another brother is the first degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. This shit ain't deep. And niggas is terrified of that shit. Ooh, the niggas is deep. The niggas never want to shut the fuck up, nigga.
You could do a DVD marathon and get more knowledge than a Freemason ever will have.
That's right.
On a DVD diet.
Pick up the supreme wisdom. You surpass all that shit in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Somebody in the blog said that their family had went to the Grand Canyon and they got visions of the canyon being filled with blood and the ancestors. And they was discomforted for many days based on that particular vision. I tell people all the time, my experiences in Phoenix was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. And, you know, you could tell. If anybody's ever been to Phoenix, you can tell.
The energy is crazy. Limit.
If you ever flew over Death Valley, Utah, that shit is crazy. It's nothing but pyramidal structures. All of the mountains in Phoenix are pyramidal structures.
Yep.
The fucking City Hall is an upside-down pyramid. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, you know, their symbol is the Phoenix Spurs. So,
that's right.
And Sedona's not too far from there. If you go to the airport, you'll be able to go to the Navajo shop in the airport. Build the Navajo about the, you know, they're going to tell you, though, go to the reservation. You can visit the Hopi and Navajo and talk to the elders. They'll give it all up to you right there. All of their artwork is from West Africa.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to be these places to see these things. It's not just good to be talking about it. Actually go and see. They will give it up if you come in your right person.
All day. In fact, you know, the Hopi are waiting. You know, their customers, they're waiting for those to come back with the crystal bowls. You know what I'm saying? Whether that be a crystal singing bowl in your hand, or whether that be your motherfucking crystal skull. You know what I'm saying? Resonating. You know what I'm saying?
They showed you in Indiana Jones and the crystal skull, what the crystal skull was about, right? And what did they say? They said the obelisk is the key. I happened to go see that. It was the 22nd. I forgot what day it came out, but they debuted it in Harlem of all places. They debuted it on 125th Street at the Apollo, Magic Johnson Theater. And, you know, all them dudes was there, Shia LaBeouf and all that. They had the whips. They was cracking people with whips. Girls were lining up to be cracked with whips. They thought that shit was cute. The craziest thing. And it was
Indiana Jones was in Harlem.
yeah. He was even there. You know what I'm saying? And the craziest thing was that we were supposed to go to the obelisk that day to do a ceremony because it was a new moon. As we were sitting in the theater, the main part of the movie centered around the obelisk, and they said the obelisk is the key. And he had to go into the obelisk and tap in, right, to get to the ancestors or the Anunnaki, so for that matter, the 13 Anunnaki with the crystal skulls. That tied into what other movie? National Treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When they went inside and they seen the treasures inside, what did they see when they went inside? They saw all the Kemet inside because they were tying that into the article in the Arizona Gazette 1909 when they found a civilization inside the Grand Canyon that had hieroglyphics, temples, and riches beyond your belief. They had an entire indigenous artifacts in the Grand Canyons, and that's the shit that they flooded. So continuously, they're giving you the information, especially via the vehicle National Treasure. And go and look at all them fucking Indiana Jones.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He said, I exist in a space between space when the craft took off. Like, nobody even touched on that movie. They went in, B. They went in on that joint.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get that, man. You know, I always make reference to that damn the National Treasure because they gave it up. Goddamn, yo. You want to know the Masonic secret? It's a couple of them, goddammit. Black man, original woman's God. The woman has a certain amount of power that's untaught, that hasn't been taught in the West, period. All right? And the one big key is, dammit, your history is right here on this land. What more could they tell you? Shit, nigga, part one, the treasure's right here at the end of Wall Street in Kings County again. All right, and then part two, we're going to take you to Mount Rushmore. And I'm going to show, too. Every time you deal with the history, Yeah, that's right. Dealing with the Olmec. Every time you're dealing with the history of this shit, you will always see, I don't give a damn if it's Fenty Moore on the can. I don't give a damn
yeah,
if you see
it.
Bernie Mac on Transformer and he's standing by a gas pump that say Killmore. You're going to always see the word fucking Moore pop up in the history of this shit. Whether you motherfucking anti-Moores out there like that shit or not, you're going to see the word Moore pop up, because that history is a significant fucking history. And again, when you're looking at the ceremonial degrees of the Knights Templar, which is the more, which is the Christian rite of Freemasonry, they make you swear your religion to Christianity in all actuality, which is you're not supposed to even deal with a specific deity inside of the lodge and shit. You understand what I'm saying? You're dealing with the grand architect of the universe. You're dealing with your relationship to the macro. You're not dealing with no fucking Jesus like these niggas be doing in the lodge. Oh, Jesus! That shit be burning me up. But my point is, you know what I mean, that you're dealing with the grand architect, but when you get inside of the Christian rite, the York rite, you swear your allegiance to uphold the Christian faith because you're about to reenact the crusade that's going against the Moors. So if the European power is doing that in their higher degrees in order for you to get your 32nd, order for you to get your 33rd, particularly in the York rite, that's how you get your 32nd. You know what I mean? Because they got, if I'm not mistaken, 19 degrees on that file, but they cross over once they do the reenactment. Scottish Rite, same shit. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta uphold the Christian faith in order to get that particular degree. So you gotta go back through these wars on the Holy Land, and that's talking about you and I. But again, that history has been, it's a switcheroo. It's a switcheroo. When you just look at motherfucking, look at the United States. You can look at the mounds all up and down the Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? You can look at it's something called the Pyramid Arena that's in Memphis, which is a fairly new structure, but who knew to put that there? I put it in on the YouTube, on the YouTube, the geodetics, dealing with that shit, that the Mississippi sits exactly, what, 90 degrees, right? Sits exactly 90 degrees longitude, which takes you directly to the motherfucking North Pole, all right? So New Orleans is the only city that does something that no other city on the earth does. That it's right there exactly on the grid of 90 degrees that takes you to the North Pole. And if you just went straight east, you would smack right dead into the motherfucking Sphinx and the motherfucking pyramids. Mm. Ain't that a bitch? New Orleans is the shit. That's why it's a spiritual center like that. That's why the Mississippi River is right there, because that's technically, let's just say, Middle Earth in the sense of the United States dealing with the North Pole. You see what I'm saying? So you had the indigenous people building mounds up there and shit. You know what I'm saying? But your history is hidden here. When you go up the Mississippi and hit the bottom of Illinois where the Ohio River or what Taj was talking about, how the blue and the red, dealing with the Nile, which is the Ohio and the Mississippi, what town is that? That's Cairo, Illinois. You got Memphis right there. You got New Egypt in New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? You got Atlanta for Atlantis. You know what I mean? Cut this shit out.
Gotta get the exotic map. Get your hands on the exotic max to the USA, and it shows you that
Algiers.
Algiers, yeah, Rome.
Algiers in Louisiana, right? Yep.
Rome,
yeah,
New York.
Playing with it.
Romulus, yeah. Detroit.
Yep.
Hello.
Yeah. So this is the whole purpose of Transformers, was showing you, nigga, in the last days, these motherfuckers is going to transform on this motherfucking land, which goes back to the Masonic secret. The shit is going down over here in the Amenta. This is the West. This is where the sun set. This is where the priests from the East, they couldn't see over here. Not saying they never been here, but this was like, oh shit, it goes down over in that realm over here where the sun set. Nigga, when the sun set, the sun is rising over in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So this is the magic land. To get busy. You know what I'm saying? This is the side to get busy like a motherfucker. That's why everybody's sitting back waiting. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, when these niggas going, when the sleeping giant really going to wake up and scream
these niggas out. People got to put this shit in perspective. They only been here on this land that you are on right now for 500 years. The fucking earth is a millennium old. They only been on this land. This land is so magical that the Caucasians, I'm talking about the whole Europe, they was not on this land for only 500 years. How about that?
Right.
How
right.
about that?
Right. And cut it. And cut
this
a
was
history
just
in half.
This whole land. Yeah. This whole land was your spiritual center where you had this shit truly popping off, and we all had this shit for hundreds of thousands of years. This was ours. It is proven in time immemorial in many ways, and I'm delighted to even show my people this information. But that's what it is.
No
so
doubt.
What is this? How powerful is this land that they only have been here for 500? They didn't think the world was flat. This shit was off limits. They had the ships on the seas, and then we had the magic to protect us where there was a motherfucking wall up that they could not cross into.
That's right.
Your holy ancestors, this is their land. If you're not honoring them, you're not honoring nothing.
That's right. This is
straight up.
This is the motherfucking secret gate.
And they fell to Christianity and the cross. How about it?
Right.
Every single one of them, which was in the billions, when they fell, it was a motherfucking cross that they seen, almost the last thing. Think about that. Marinate on that.
Right.
Now, Brother Ampu, did you get a chance to see the story about the gateway to a mentor?
No. I didn't see it.
Are you
I heard
in the
you
chat?
Loading on it. Yeah. I'm in here. I heard you loading on it. I'm gonna click on it.
Yeah, they sailed Anubis on the bay with a motherfucking on a barge, and he had a suitcase at his feet. Then he was greeted by, I believe it was 6 or 8 young black children with King Tut headdresses on. Then they have pictures of him directly.
What was it? How many was it? Because that number
I can't quote. It was either 6 or 8.
They floated him past the 8-pointed star, which represents Sirius.
The Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty stands on.
Yeah. Then they brought him through the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm talking about 30 foot Anubis and fucking Pooh. How about it?
Yeah, you know, but see, go
man,
back. So you got to go back. Go back to that. That's that Bobby shit, man. Go back. About 2 years ago, man, Bobby was talking about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I got the DVD. I know what you're talking about, Anubis.
Yeah. That shit's coming in. So here it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's getting ready. So when you do that, you fucking with a death energy. You know what I'm saying? You don't scare nobody and shit. We all about to die.
No. This is Anubis coming for us.
That's right.
Saying, nigga, exactly. We here to get this shit popping. Remember, Transformers 2 is a legend because they showed you how the ancestors is on the fucking horizon sending shit down for you.
Right.
They showed that this whole shit is surrounded. This whole shit is surrounded by the ancestors. And I ain't talking about the ancestors where they like a fog or what. You can't see them. No, I'm talking about high technology. I'm talking about the ships is right there. They showed you in the movie.
Yeah.
Whenever they wanted to get some information or get some popping, they just threw a shooting star or many of the many things that fall into the oceans. If you know anybody that sails the seas, or they're in the Navy and whatnot, the Marines, they'll attest it all day, every day. Shit just falls out of the sky.
Right. And remember when last time I was up there, or no, the time before that, when me and you was going and you was taking me to go get you, when you took me to go get that Heru?
The Heru chain,
piece,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I had showed you the night before on that starship that came out of the ether. You and your brother
showed me a starship right above us.
That's right. And then the next day we go outside and I look up like, yo, there they are.
Yep.
But it was on.
Right on 2/5.
I'm saying that they've been with us for mad long, yo. They've been with us for mad long. We can actually go somewhere and just concentrate and call upon us. And word is bond, yo, them shits pop up. Like, bing!
I know people done seen the Prophet Yahweh YouTube clips. If not, I'm going to drop that.
Yeah.
Right.
Please let them see the Prophet Yahweh.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I got footage in City Hall that I sent to Duke. I sent the Duke of Tears about maybe 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? The exact same. When you get to the one, when they look at the one of Prophet Yahweh and they look at the black one that's changing form, got the exact same one above City Hall in Philly doing the exact same shit, yo.
Wow.
the exact same shit. So, you know, which was interesting because it's Prophet Yahweh, and I'm going to be real, I mean, that shit didn't really start tapping in until the damn rabbi came and started fucking with this Kabbalah shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit just opened
up. He opened the gate up. He definitely allowed us to move forward.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With that light that he brought, remember, people, it's about the age of enlightenment. So you must look for those with torches. The more torches, the better, because that's the more enlightened you become. You got to take something from everybody if they bring that torch of enlightenment. You know what I mean? So when he came with that, that solved so much shit, and it changed the super consciousness, which is the pool of consciousness. So therefore, as above, so below, it began to change reality. Shit started undecoding itself. Then the Morris science came on the heels of that. And when we begin applying that, that shit is unlocking shit. And that's just, that has become one of the most prevalent sciences, unlocking shit, as well as the Kabbalah and other forms of high science. We ain't talking about, it ain't something you could just jump into. You got to understand, everybody that are in these groups will have a testimony like, yeah, you know, I came through the nation. Then, you know, I became a 5%er. You know, son, then it became all about Kemet. Then I was Black Power and all of that. Then I jumped into this. Then I was a Sunni. Like, this is schools. These are degrees. These are actually real-life degrees. This is not paper degrees. This living this shit. This being the God in the flesh. The mystery in the flesh beginning to unfold in front of all others. You're transforming. But you're using this information to chisel the legend, to make this whole, and I'm talking about a collective work in this shit. So this is the information is like the like in the Transformers 2 where they had the cube and whatnot, the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They had Wiki. Remember they had Sam Wiki wigging out with all of those. It was like he was writing like the rabbi dude.
Mm-hmm. Yo, when we go to the A, I'm gonna do my MA lecture that I had ready. You know what I'm saying? Because
which one?
My Michael Jackson lecture. I saw Transformers 2 the night before Michael made the transition. I saw it on the 24th midnight. Mm-hmm. And then the 25th, you know what I'm saying, homie made his transition. So there's a lot of things that I deciphered in that movie that had everything to do with Michael. Of course, we know the Revenge of the Fallen is the story of the Archangel Michael.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was the first Transformer, not only in a transformation that he went through physically, right? But he transformed and fucking, what was that movie he was in? The Moonwalker? Which movie was the Moonwalker in?
Oh, Captain Neo. Captain...
Not even Captain EO. Captain EO, he also was transforming. But there was the other movie.
Moonwalker.
Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? So...
They turned into a car.
Yeah. He transformed.
Yeah.
He transformed. He showed you the entire Yakubian experiment in one lifetime. Okay.
Michael is the fallen.
Right. Michael is the fallen.
That's the fallen angel.
We have the text in our possession of the Ethiopian book of, quote unquote, Book of the Dead, the Coptic Book of the Dead, where they talk about the archangel Michael and his four brothers. Right.
That's the must read.
Five. They talk about the angel of the face. They talk about the angel of truth. They talk about the angel of seven. All of these things is about Mikhail. So that brother deserves, you know what I'm saying, an expose. I seen a clip they sent around the other day where Cat Williams destroyed.
He did that.
Yo, Cat Williams tap danced on his grave. He destroyed that man. So we're going to have to redeem Michael. Because, you know, we know that people are just looking at the mundane aspects of, you know what I mean, his life, and they're not looking under the hood at the spiritual aspects of who Mikhail is.
We ain't even talking about his mundane life. That's for the mundane. We're going to get into that spiritual shit. We're going to talk about how the movie Soul Men laid the foundation for the ritual. You understand? Mm-hmm. Soul Men was Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes and Samuel Jackson. They going to a funeral because
one of their band members dies and he's getting buried in Apollo. Guess who that person is playing the role?
Who?
John Legend. So the Apollo is where legends are made. You understand? But they're burying a legend. So prior to the Soulman coming out, the shit hit me because I went to see James Brown get buried at the Apollo gold casket riding. And we all know that his death, which landed on Christmas, was suspicious the same way that Michael Jackson's death was. Remember, he went to get his tooth checked up, and he wound up dead. Weren't medical, huh? Universal health care? Yeah. So after that, you see Michael dying the same way with the dude with the medicine.
Right.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate because, hold on, this is taking place while we're actually online. But when y'all get off, go to Hulu.com and check out V. All right, because the return of V, the TV series, right, coincided with the whole Obama shit when it first came back on in November.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, conspicuously, it comes back out on today, a week after they passed health care, and V was about them coming here to give these motherfuckers health care. But it was about putting the chip into people and to harvest them as food. So, especially all you niggas out there that's talking Anunnaki and, you know, this reptilians at the head of this shit, y'all really need to go and decipher what V is talking about, because I'm sure that they're going to be throwing y'all some links and some lines, you know what I'm saying? To be chopping up and deciphering. All right? So that's V, y'all. ABC, V. Again, V equals health, and health equals pentagram. And as I've shown before, you know, you could just draw the pentagram into the V. It's right there in front of your face.
V for vendetta.
Yeah, it's all, yeah, the whole symbolism. Every time that you see a V, you're looking at a pentagram.
Right. Which is numerically five in Roman numerals, right?
Yeah, it's five.
Right, 5 points. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So please check that out. You know what I'm saying? That information is there. Yeah, and somebody, just like somebody said, they want to take the water as well. And, you know, what we have to understand is water is very key to what's going on. You know what I mean? Not only outside of us, but inside of us. What's going on with us within our community? You know what I mean? A lot of people are popping up with the cans and water for the alkaline purposes and everything. And that's all good, you know what I mean? But I'm going to, and I know I've mentioned this on other shows, but I'm going to be a man about my word, and I'm going to bring forth a water scientist, a brother Lester Lovin, who has been studying water for 30 years. I'm going to bring him on. I'm going to bring a few other brothers on so we can start deciphering the importance of water and how one can alkalize their water without any machine. So if shit gets thick, or, you know, if you can't afford $4,500 for Cajun, or, you know, another brother put me onto another machine that's $700, you know what I mean? Even if we can't afford these particular things, everyone can afford some quartz and a piece of copper wire. So we have to get this technology down pat so we can start alkalizing and ionizing our water.
Yes, because it was explained to me that being in our body is majority water, if our body is not alkaline and it's acidic, that means that our reality would be acidic because we are a reflection of who, you know, of our bodies, of our temple.
Right.
So to change your reality, you have to change from being acidic to alkaline. As long as you're acidic, you'll attract malevolent forces and experiences.
All right. Hold on 1 second. There's 90 seconds left, y'all, of the live feed or live stream. We are going to be taking a conversation off stream. I understand that the lines are full. I apologize to the listeners. I would only ask that you check out the archive because we are going to continue to drop these bombs in the next hour. So for those that are still with us, please continue to join us. I'm going to take one or two calls about the lines to remain
open.
Give
me the number to call in.
347-637-2135. The lines are full. All right? Peace to caller calling from 917-733. Peace.
Hey, family. This is Rad Nunez.
Peace.
Peace, Rad.
Going on?
Hey, nothing. A couple of things. When you were talking about Arizona, I've been to Arizona. I've been to Sedona. And they
You've been
have
to Sedona?
Yeah, they have 5 vortexes, and I only went to 3 while I was there because it was so crazy. But on one of them, there's a Masonic lodge with on a hill with a cross. On another vortex, there's a Christian church, and at one of the other vortexes is a canyon. And it is very disorienting. If you think you went to Phoenix and had issues, you'll have vision problems. It's disorienting to the brain. And from what I understand, the Native Americans, you don't see them living there. They come and visit, but they don't actually live there. They do rituals there, but they don't actually live in the canyon because they say that the energy is too overwhelming. It's very disorienting. So I can understand your experience. Number one, the way that I think that they do nano testing and eugenics, and you were talking about the healthcare thing.
Yes.
Has it ever occurred to anyone that when people get abortions, what they do with that matter, that organic spiritual matter, does it ever occur to anyone, like women who, especially African-American women and indigenous people, when you go to the hospital and you have a child, you should never let doctors take your placenta.
Yep.
You should always take it with you because you don't know what they're doing to your placenta. And number two, if they're asking you to do a ViaCord type of program, you need to reject that because you don't know what they're doing with that matter and that blood. The blood is the essence of the organic life and contains, you know, information. So from my perspective, they're using that information to see how nanotechnology and eugenics will form and merge with the DNA molecules and the strands within people's DNA.
Mm.
So you have to be very careful when you go to the hospital and you have your children or you get your blood drawn and they take a lot of blood because you don't know how they're disposing of that and what they're doing. And also, I have to give Erica Badu the benefit of the doubt because let's not forget she's a comedic priestess. So there's a lot of variables, you know, embedded in that. And lastly, the door that you were talking about as far as to the afterworld that they just discovered in Egypt, well, it's no coinky-dink. Because on March 16th, they discovered a huge statue that deals with, I'm trying to think of Thoth. The ministry statement put out, team discovered a 13-foot statue of Thoth, which I think is very significant because Thoth is the god of the moon, he's the god of magic, and he's also the god of writing, which in essence is the same archetype as Metatron, who is the highest angel on the Kabbalic ladder.
Uh-oh.
And Metatron is, you know, deals with the sacred geometry. He brings in the highest sacred geometry on the planet. So if you look, when you were talking about the bees earlier and the beehive, when you look in the beehive, what do you see? You see Metatron's sacred geometry for creation.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if you destroy the industry of the bee, you destroy the industry of the black family or the indigenous family because we are the highest creators on the planet, in the universe. We have the keys to what's going down, and we can literally set people free. So if you break that down and you kill the bee, basically you're symbolically saying that you're going to kill the institution and have been killing the institution of any which way or form we create family, relationships, and bring children into this next dimension. Therefore, also activating the Metatron's, you know, geometry onto the planet. No one ever talks about Metatron. He's the highest archangel on the Kabbalic, you know, table.
Well,
talks
sounds
about
like Megatron.
I don't want to jump on the wagon of what you're saying, but in my dream, you know, I was up all night trying to figure out what I was going to use for the symbol. For Seven Heaven, you know what I'm saying, for my beverage, and in my dream state, the image came to me to use the cube of Metatron, you know what I'm saying, so I've been running with the Metatron energy ever since, on a low though, I ain't trying, you know, I wasn't trying to blow it up to be like, look,
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just my way of fusing that particular entity and that information into what I'm doing, because, you know, I didn't just only go to the movies and see Transformers, and then the next day, you know what I'm saying, the thing with Michael took place, but that has kind of like changed my direction since, you know what I'm saying, a lot of things in my life since that particular point coincided with that entire experience. So I've really been looking into that whole aspect of Seven and Megatron and Metatron. So I was studying the thing and I just became it, you know what I'm saying? So
well,
it's very funny that you touched on it.
Well, that's
also
what Megatron represents, I think, don't you think? In Transformers, Megatron,
I think that when they showed the one above him, he represented Metatron.
Ah,
that's why
he
was the overlord of the entire. If you think about the Cabal and you think about Kether, right, being the crown, remember he had the crown on, right?
Yep.
He had that very magnificent crown, and their whole ritual took place in the apex of the pyramid of Giza.
Yeah.
Right? So we're talking about 51 degree parallel and all that. So they really, really, really got it in. I also want to qualify what you were saying, that the day after we did the show with the brother Raul Omar, when he was breaking down the whole aspect of a different understanding of Kemet, more, how would you say it, a more 360 degree understanding, when he was explaining the aspect of all of the hieroglyphs that we use, they all coincide with nature. Well, the next day, the story came out that they found the massive head of Amenhotep in Kemet. I don't know if that's the same story that you were talking about.
Yeah,
that's the same one.
It's the same one. And it's interesting you say 360 because did you guys know, and of course you know because you guys are brainiacs, we have 360 senses. It's not just 360 degrees. We have 360 senses, and therefore we are only using 6 of them, if you're lucky.
Wow.
So this is why them finding that statue, that magical statue, in my eyes, and that doorway is very significant because Soth equals Metatron, and Metatron has the sacred geometry keys that is in our blood. Our blood has the same sacred geometry. Therefore, has it ever occurred to me, I don't know if other people pondered this, but has it ever occurred to anyone why they have been digging up all these mummies all of a sudden and finding all these mummies? They're trying, in my eyes, to resurrect these beings and create, through eugenics and nanotechnology, an army.
And they're smashing atoms at the same time. So smashing atoms denotes time gates. Stargates and whatnot, portals, you know.
And very, very interesting, you know what I'm saying? Like the phone lines got cut, so we're going to have you on. You co-hosting with all of us right now.
No, I'm going to go on mute. I had to get that out as fast as I could.
You're not going on mute yet. You're not finished because you brought us some very interesting points, and I want to qualify and point out that the Stargate that they found in Kemet was also found at it was found in Luxor at the Karnak Temple, but it coincides in its connection as the Queen Hatshepsut. You know what I'm saying? Because they said the tomb belonged to Usur, who was an advisor of Hatshepsut. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it throws right back into the mix this whole argument about the matriarchy in Kemet and everyone being confused about, well, what was it, a patriarchy or a matriarchy? As if we prove to them that it was a matriarchy, they're going to start treating their women different tomorrow. So, so, you know, I found that very interesting as well, that the gateway to Amenta is coinciding with Hatshepsut. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But the whole, and pull you there? Brother Ampou? Well, when he comes back, I want him to touch on the Masonic significance of the beat because the bee is one of the main symbols that they use in masonry to denote organization. You know what I'm saying? But as you said, it also denotes family structure, with the queen being at the forefront, and that's who the attack is on. You know what I'm saying? So if they're able to mimic it in nature, and us being oblivious to our connection to nature, again, as above, so below, you know what I mean? This is them saying that the attack is in full swing on all facets of society, because the bee is what denotes the organization and the structure of society, period.
Right.
Like you said, it represents that hexagonal aspect, the cube, you know what I'm saying, the Metatron cube that keeps all things in order. And once that's broken,
Right, which is the symbol of industry and Freemasonry. You see the beehive in the third degree, you know what I'm saying?
I was calling on you. Okay. I wanted you to explain what the bee denotes in Freemasonry.
Yeah, right. But it's really that of industry, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that's working together in harmony, you know what I'm saying? But staying real busy. The bee has been something that symbolized as a very industrious aspect of creation. Focus on how to build, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be the honeycomb and dealing with the sacred geometry of that alone, or whether it be the unison aspect of it, you know what I'm saying? Just really something that they put in there as a symbol of industry. You know what I mean? But like the sister was saying, you know, hit on that Sedona for a minute. Yeah, Sedona is something that's off limits. You know what I mean? That's not, you know, the natives said, no, you visit that place, but you can't live there. That's a direct violation, you know what I'm saying, to stay there. But it's interesting, you know, because, you know, I watched Bobby make a prediction on John McCain. I remember he said McCain was going to be a done deal. The nigga was going to die. He ain't die. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But see, he has a second home at Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
John McCain ass lives in Sedona. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't no telling what type of spiritual powers that they're able to tap into to be able to prolong his physical existence. You know what I'm saying?
Sedona's Mars.
Sedona's bugged out. When I was there, I have 20/20 vision. I don't wear glasses. But when I was in Sedona, my vision was disoriented, blurry vision.
Yo,
I would get vertigo.
When I was in Phoenix, I had to run inside the car because it was so hot some days out there. I went and got an ice cream. By the time I got inside the whip, we was in Death Valley. By the time I got inside the whip, the ice cream was melted. Now, you got to start once again with the names of these places. Death Valley is coincidentally near Grand Canyon. You know what I'm saying? Why is it Death Valley? Who died there? You got to ask these questions.
Right.
You know what I mean? That shit was excruciating hot out there. All of the melanin pills in the world could keep you cool out there. It was beaming. You know what I'm saying? But the shit was it was land unlike any that you've ever seen before. And all they had out there was the big wind. The windmills gathering energy, the wind energy. They had, like, farms in them shits.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it was mad humid, so no wind was blowing, but they still had them.
Well, they had giants out there. In the early 1900s, it was 1911, some European guy, an archaeologist, I'll have to look it up. But anyway, they found actual large beings in the desert. And it's on the wraps.
Well, they have doors in the Grand Canyon 50 feet in the air.
Yeah.
100 feet in the air and whatnot. And they have monolithic structures. So, you know, the existence of giants, yeah, I would never put that past. Because I know that they exist. They were here.
Shit, look at them canyons.
Right.
And those canyons are doorways to the middle earth.
We're going to have a trip to the canyons so people could actually take in the whole fucking the size and the magnitude of them canyons.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got to go to Death Valley, Utah to see that shit. You know what I mean? That shit is crazy out there.
I'm talking 8. Look, they even got the 3D cameras coming out. Then they got the red camera. Then they got all of these other high. I ain't talking about the flip cam, the Ultra HD. I'm talking about high def shit. We got to go out there with HD cameras and show and prove, because when you see that shit, it's a city that it looks like they chiseled it out of existence or they blew it. It's like they air-bombed the shit or something into the form that it is now. But when you look, you can see that the shit is a chiseled structure. That's a stone civilization. It's crazy.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Which keeps taking you back to your Transformers. It's the same energy that's right there. Same energy in Kim is the same energy right there in North Canyon. That's why when you get that Phil Valentine early election, he's talking about this shit's going to open up and you're going to see ancient temples. Like when I was a truck driver,
Kim.
I drove out there. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
You see big ass, I mean humongous riverbeds that are dry. Obviously, you once flowed with water at the particular time. So like you said earlier, that the earth is mad old, man. It's mad old. The earth has experienced certain geological changes. That's a fact. Now, who's to say that man was not on this aspect of the continent first or together, you know what I'm saying, and that part of history has actually been wiped completely out due to certain geological changes. It's a question, you know what I'm saying? Because you got some people who just don't want to go beyond. They just don't want to go beyond Africa, you know what I'm saying? And we need to be beyond Earth, you know what I'm saying? We beyond global, you know what I'm saying? We beyond this particular solar system, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We evolving around a central sun that's 26, key word, you know, that's 26 light years away, dealing with, you know, dealing with Sigitolo, you know what I'm saying, or with the Dogon was dealing with, you know, with Sirius, man. So we are cosmic people, man, you know what I'm saying. But, you know, mad energy out there, man. I got a brother by the name of Yaya who lived out there, who moved because his wife was under spiritual attack, guys. Talking about, man, he said there was spirits in his crib bugging out, man, following him from crib to crib. Bug, I mean, like, it was just highly uncomfortable for him, so he had
man. Powerful
Sedona,
out there.
Sedona lays on a lot of convergent ley lines. You know what I'm saying? Some of them are feminine in energy, and a few of them are masculine, but they got them all jacked up. And like she said, they have built these particular temples, these quote-unquote churches and all that, and Masonic temples on the ley lines. What they always do, they go in there and they jack up the ley lines by putting these temples on them. Same way that, as my brother can attest, because I showed him, but other people have seen, all up and down I-95, you know what I'm saying, all on top of these mounds, they got schools, churches, dumps, you know what I'm saying, and all of these places are the ley lines, you know what I mean?
So you
get the map and see where the veins and the arteries of the earth is.
That's where all their structures is at.
Bullshit up there,
yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Just straight
so the key is you got to restore. You know what I'm saying? You have to tap into that vein. You got to put something on the ley lines. You got to build temples and, you know what I'm saying, other things on that ley line and begin enacting your rituals. It's simple.
The sister Suzar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When she put out the muffin papers, there are devices in the muffin papers that you can go and put on all of these ley lines to thwart the energy that they're kicking off. You could also do that to the cell phone towers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they consider that subversive, though. So I would recommend that you get on your 007 when you're doing them things. You gotta take the energy back.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's something that we'd be introducing, like I did at the Geodetics on the YouTube joint, is understanding these places, man. Just like when you go down into South America and you're looking at the Olmec Mayan pyramid structures, them shit sit like 89 degrees, you know what I mean, west when you're dealing with longitude. That's only 1 minute off from being 90 degrees, which lines right up with the Mississippi. That's no coincidence, man. You have ancient mounds all through North America, South America, Central, in this hemisphere that is dealing with a geodetic, you know what I mean, geosolar, you know what I'm saying, connection that was coming from different cultures at different time frames that all line up to one another. And when you really start going in and you get that Carl Monk DVD and you start going in and you start timing the base, the actual measurement and the latitude or the longitude of these places, they'll start to actually paint a mathematical story. One location will end up equaling another location. That's how much tied in they are based off mathematics, man. Mm. You know, so.
When you guys were talking about the ley lines of these spiritual places, they most definitely are bringing up negative energy from these vortexes.
Yeah.
Because when I was in Sedona, the reason why I was there, this was like 20 years ago, I was there for a spiritual convention. And at that time, I was not as keen as I was with the dark side of things. And the convention was actually in a Masonic temple in one of the vortexes. And when we came back later on that evening, a demonic being had inhabited one of the people that attended the conference,
mm-hmm.
and yelled out in the middle of the conference, and they had to carry him outside and literally, you know, do their thing and exorcism, things of that nature. But that was like, I guess you could say, a breaking point for me, like really, really profound, because I was like, how can something of that nature come up in a place like this? But like I said, I wasn't as knowledgeable in certain genres. So they.
What about that? Might have been a demon that was inside of him, jumping out as a result of the interaction with those spirits.
Indeed, it could go either way, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it most definitely can go either way. It's hard to say, because now that I look back on that. We were on the vortex in a Masonic temple, you know, doing a ritual, and you know, that's very, very powerful. And as you just stated, if you have a door open, a vulnerability in your character, which allows those dark forces to come in, when mm-hmm. you're doing something of light, they will come out. But then it could also flip the other way. You're literally opening up a portal into the netherworld, into the different dimensions, as above, as below, and the energy that you're drawing in, you could be drawing in a lot of things unbeknownst to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it could go either way. It's questionable. But I just thought it to be very, very profound, because when you're around strong spiritual people, they should be able to hold. Everyone should be able to hold the energy. And if you have even one weak link, that's all she wrote. It can, like, really
yeah.
create havoc.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm looking at YouTube now on Sedona. Nothing but Europeans were just fucking it all up, yo.
Yeah, they got that.
Sucking it up.
But it's also interesting to do the research on Sedona, Mars, and the
yeah.
research that they've done there, and the images that they could provide,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because yep. everything is connected.
That's
so.
Yeah. If anybody is familiar with Alex Gray, that particular picture that he has, that he drew when he's meditating at a cliff, and he shows you his connection via the morphogenetic grid and the ley line to
right.
His body's grid, that was in Sedona
mm-hmm.
as well.
Okay.
He has
yeah.
a temple, I think. Alex Gray has,
yes, well, yeah, he had the chasm, yeah, which was the sacred mirrors on 27th Street, which was right above. Now listen to this shit. Hold on, because you know I've been there on several occasions. I built with Alex, you know what I'm saying, and his wife. His temple was underneath a club called Spirit, right?
on top of club.
No. Yeah, it was on top of Spirit, and it was underneath Club Bed.
Hmm. And it's on 27th Street, 2 and 7 is 9, which in, well, in African Yoruba numbers, that's the number for Oya, the ancestors, the keeper at the cemetery.
Wow, that whole block used to be popping.
So that's very interesting.
That whole block is designated as the 19th block of New York. You know what I'm saying? And anybody who has frequented that particular block on ritual night, club night, which is tonight, Tuesday,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They would know, or Mars, or what have you, they would know that many high rituals done went on that particular block. You know what I'm saying? Many people ended up missing, you know, all types of shit. If you go to Kane, any of these spots, you'll clearly see if you're fitted with those particular eyes that know what they're looking at, you'll see the sigils laid out. This particular club we talking about, Kane, you know, they got the heads on the animal heads all over the walls. You know what I'm saying? They got a slick way of introducing their Baphomet. They got the horns and everything in there. So, you know, needless to say, they be going in, bro.
Yeah,
they but, have a chance to do it.
Everybody should Google Alex Gray because he's a master artist.
Yes, Cosm, COSM. They actually moved it from 27th, and they were at East West for a little while, and I believe now that they're upstate. They got a spot.
Got some land. Yeah, they got some land.
They got some land, so they're getting a spot ready upstate. You know, they're heavy into the New Moon rituals. They do the New Moon rituals there and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, some Europeans that have an idea about what's going on. You know, Alex himself, you know, somewhat of an interesting dude if you get a chance to kick it with him. You know? Definitely.
Yep.
But what about the nanotechnology? Rad.
In what sense?
No, did you hear the segment when I was reading from the article?
Yes,
based
I
on
did.
A discussion we was having the other day, and they just laid it out, and they explained that's exactly how they're going to do that thing. That's how they're going to do that healthcare thing. Nanobots.
Absolutely, and that's why I think that the census in the health code.
Oh, phone it right to Ampu. That's actually... They debuted the nanobots in Terminator.
What is it again?
They debuted the nanobots in Terminator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The little ones. The little, the pesky ones.
And in G.I. Joe. And in
okay.
The day after, the day the Earth stood still, they had the nanobots eating everything up.
Yeah, the locusts.
Mm-hmm. So remember how they showed you their what the nanobots will be doing.
And they did that in Earth Stood Still as well.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
And it came from the one-eyed, hold on, and it came from the one-eyed giant who was in Central Park who landed right where the obelisk is, and when they took him out of Central Park, they formed the obelisk to show you that was the obelisk.
Yes, they did.
You know what I mean? And from his middle, from his third eye, he set forth destruction of the world with the locust. You know what I mean? That's if nobody's seen that movie, with Keanu Reeves, that's another must-see.
Yeah, that's a
must. We got to decode that. That's a must-decode on our behalf because they dropped so much shit in that.
Yeah, we definitely have to decode that.
Let's talk about the upcoming, Ampu, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit. Let's switch it up a little bit and talk about the movie decoding DVD that we're about to start doing. The series. It won't just be one. Let's talk about the series that we're about to start.
Yeah, absolutely. We just got to line them up and see, you know, see what's what, you know what I mean, as far as which ones we're going to pick and really go in on, you know what I mean. Sometimes, man, surprisingly, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, I watch movies. I miss a whole lot of shit. You'd be surprised. I mean, a whole lot of shit that I haven't seen because, you know, in the past, I just never had the leisure of sitting that still to actually watch things. So when certain things come, you know what I mean? It obviously is something that speaks to me. Then I say, what the, you know, and a lot of times I tell you, it come from me just sitting down, you know, peeping something, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, yo, wait a minute, dude. I know I didn't see what I just thought I saw, you know what I mean? And it's never a time that I deliberately went out to go see something. I can't tell you the last time. I mean, last time I've been to the movies was Passion of the Christ, and we know how long ago that was. I swear to God, that was the last movie that I went to go sit down in the theater to see was Passion of the Christ. You know what I'm saying? So,
but
you know,
it's like shit just come and fall in your lap, like.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's what makes it so raw and organic for me too. You know what I mean? That it just, you know, it comes like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, whatever, man. You know, like you said some things on Crystal Skull. I'm gonna go in there and deal with that. And you know, again, I really want to bring that transforming energy up to the forefront as well. You know what I'm saying? And touch on, especially on part two, because they were at a Optimus Prime when he met with Samuel Witwicky. You know what I mean? The second time in part two, for the first time in part two, he met that nigga on this graveyard, and this graveyard been fucking with me for like 3-4 years. This graveyard's kind of been haunting me, and I'm like, I got to deal with this graveyard, because the graveyard basically sits up like on a mountain that's overlooking the Schuylkill, which is the Schuylkill River. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you go to Google and you type in Philadelphia Mounds, or Philadelphia Indian Mounds, an article is going to pop up from a white guy who dealing with the five-pointed star and the Masonic connection to that in Philadelphia, and dealing with how the serpent, which is the Schuylkill River, is its tail would be how it lets out in the Delaware, which would be the same place where the Philadelphia experiment took place, and they made the boat disappear, is the serpent's tail, and the serpent's head goes up to Philadelphia, and it stops at this spot called Mount Vernon. Now, Mount Vernon is an actual, Mount Pleasant, but right around Mount Pleasant is a cemetery called Mount Vernon, which we know, Masonically speaking, your boy George Washington is supposed to be buried down there in Arlington, Virginia, around this Mount Vernon shit. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to mathematically prove, I got to call it false facts, because it's not no hardcore shit, but it's mathematics. You know what I'm saying? Anytime
Look,
you see George
wow.
Washington, there's some different shit that's jumping off. And I'm gonna tell you something about Pennsylvania. I can't understand why would Pennsylvania have George Washington's Masonic apron that he supposedly had got from Pierre Lefebvre. It don't make no sense. Why does Pennsylvania have it, and why doesn't the Lodge in Alexandria, Virginia, or Fredericksburg, Virginia, why don't they have George Washington's motherfucking Masonic apron? It's because George Washington, 9 times out of 10, along with fucking Benjamin Franklin, them niggas ain't in them graveyards, man. And that's why I get pissed off with Freemasonry and not going to the super Aquarian revolution, hope, wish, and dream type energy that I had, that you're supposed to use that power to start unmasking some of these graveyards. All right? Now, you would see, again, going back to the movie, you would see, like I said, Philadelphia and New York is very critical to the rise of transforming consciousness, you know what I'm saying? And you got Optimus Prime sitting here on this mound. I'm going there. Now, I'm telling you on some super shit, when you start dealing with synchronicity and you start getting into the gist of what Peter Moon is talking about, we're talking about quantum realities right here. We're talking about time traveling to the utmost, right? Now, when you look inside of Transformers 1 and you're looking at when Homeboy was in school and he was giving the lecture about his grandfather, look in the background and you will see the U.S. say something about U.S. Navy defeated or U.S. Navy won. The U.S. Navy prime occupation is to deal with global satellite positioning. Their whole thing is based on time. So the U.S. Navy exists on the fourth fucking dimension. Because they have a clock which is called the master clock and the slave clock, which is in Colorado Springs, dealing with the Colorado River again and all that shit, right? They have a clock that has the crystal quartz in it that synchronizes all other clocks on the earth. Now, where do the vice president live at? Anybody know?
Naval base.
That's right. He lived on the motherfucking naval base. With the United States Naval Observatory. So
this nigga,
he gets first-hand stellar information is what he gets. You know what I'm saying? So he gets first-hand stellar fucking information. You know what I mean? But, you know,
I believe it's in Falls Church, Virginia.
Falls Church?
False church.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so yeah, he gets that shit, man. But their whole shit is based off time. You know what I'm saying? But understanding time and Transformers, it has dawned to me that let's just deal with the possibilities of quantum reality. The Philadelphia experiment was when you start researching Duncan Cameron and Al Bielek and shit, these motherfuckers is telling you that I found out that these motherfuckers had a technology that I was here in the person right here, but I was also working somewhere else and it wasn't known to me, but I had all these blisters and shit on my motherfucking hand and shit. And then he ended up going in there, and when he ended up when he was working at the military base in Montauk, he ended up getting a certain clearance one day, and he found his name on the motherfucking, he found his name tag on the desk, and the whole office was his. So he started to break through the time continuum, and the people who were pushing the buttons had to switch the shit around and tell the nigga, if you think you saw that or even utter that shit, your ass to be in jail for the rest of your life. But it dawned to him that somehow, some way, during this Philadelphia experiment and the Montauk Project, these motherfuckers was existing in quantum reality. All right, I'm saying this to say that these motherfuckers is watching the real Illuminati, which is us, right? They're watching us with the possibility of writing these movies ahead of time because we already exist on a different continuum. These motherfuckers already fucking with the fourth dimension shit because that is the Navy's job, to fuck with time. It ain't about nothing else. This shit is about time and positioning and shit. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? So you got to understand this quantum reality shit, that we're able to relate to this shit because we know that this is us. But we really have to ask ourselves is, are they writing these fucking scripts because they know that we are going to pick up on it because certain aspects of this is directly talking to you and I directly. These motherfuckers is writing movies like, oh, this red pill, that's blue pill. You know what I'm saying? They're going to rabbi right here and shit and switching this shit up.
Because they may have us working in a different dimension already. Remember Dr. Manhattan? He was existing in multi-universes at the same time.
Mm.
That whole Watchmen movie has to get super covered because that's the whole story right there, but let's go back.
I'm going to show you the synchronicity of this shit right now, right? The ill synchronicity, right? When we was younger, our pops used to take us, you know what I'm saying, through that whole little area of Wall Street and all that, showing us what's what, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he used to always walk us past this cemetery, right, near Broadway, mm-hmm. and he used to tell us that's where George Washington was buried at. And he's like,
wow.
The nigga had wooden teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Phil? Mm-hmm. And it's a cemetery right across the street from Trinity Church. Now, what's Trinity
right
Church?
Right across the street from the towers.
So, right across the street from the towers.
Right down the block from
the towers.
As
before the towers, right, when I first came into Morris Science, I used to go downtown. I used to be like, yo, where the fuck is the goal at? You know what I'm saying? I want to find out where the goal is. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just pulled to that area for some odd reason. Every time I used to walk past Trinity Church, right, it was 55 Trinity Church, I used to get a real weird feeling. And then there was a office building connected to Trinity Church, and on the corner, it was a space available. I was like, yo, that shit would be ill if we get the land patents and everything together. You know what I'm saying? We demonstrate, take the land back, you know what I mean, set our office up right here and just demonstrate on this right here in this area. But I'm like, yo, something don't feel right about this church, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's 55 Trinity Place. Why is that the same spot, in National Treasure
that
they
right.
went and they found the treasure was underneath Trinity Church? So I go after the towers and everything happened. I see that the fucking gold is held underneath 55 Water Street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's under 55 Water Street. It stretches for three blocks from floor to ceiling. For three blocks, it's just gold. Gold bars, right? All the way into the towers. So what you had was the twin towers with two magnets. They sat in a red tub,
inside the tub was water, right? If you got to do your research about when the tower was hit and everything. After that, the papers came out and they told you how the towers were set up, and they showed you that the towers, underneath the towers was a tub of water. Underneath the water was the gold. So they was using the Twin Towers as a magnet to pull in all the currency, the world currency. You know what I'm saying? So then when I see National Treasure and they show you that the gold that they're really talking about is the treasures underneath 55 Water Street, I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same time that I find out about, the article in Arizona Gazette about them finding, you know what I'm saying, the actual artifacts in the Grand Canyon, and I see the artifacts in,
National Treasure.
I see the artifacts in National Treasure. They showed you a saw. They showed you a green saw. Where else do we see the green saw at in their movies? They showed you the green saw in Signs, right? M. Night Shyamalan, when he was talking about the fucking crop circles, and he was talking about the quote-unquote aliens, the green aliens they was talking about was a saw. Because the picture, right, my brother tell you, the shit is bugged out. When I seen the picture, I was like, it almost knocked me out of my seat. Because I had went to a lecture with C. Free Manel, and C. Free Manel was selling this poster that he drew of elongated skull individual meditating, in a meditative stance. The shit had looked just like me. I was like, yo, this shit is bug. You know what I'm saying? The synchronicity on this is bug. So I had it hot. I had it hanging up in my crib. And then I see Waters, and it was the same motherfucking picture. So when you talk about these movies in different dimensions, I don't want to, you know, this is something that we're going to have to do on video. So people will be like, yo, them niggas is cuckoo. Like,
right.
Really
all the
shit.
Movies with twins, all of them shits qualify. I don't even one of them to the highest degree.
I was really on this shit, and I couldn't explain it, so I kept my mouth shut until I went and seen fucking Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. And, you know, we used to call my nephew Percival Jackson when he was born.
Yeah,
and
my
whole shit
Lil
was
Lemire.
Talking about, yeah.
His nickname
Lil
was
Lemire,
TJ. So we would come up with, like, mad, you know, names for PJ.
Petroleum
Jam. Yeah.
Percival Jackson. All these shit.
So
you know
Jenkins.
What I'm saying? And I go and see that flick. And they talking about nephew. And they talking about, they talking about the sons of God. You understand?
Okay.
And the brother Ra Omar was explaining to me, he's like, look, the work that we're doing is not for us or this generation. It's for our children's children. He said the whole focus is going to be on our seeds after we're no longer here in the physical.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to be the torchbearers. The next bloodline is going to, the ones that are going to be able to carry this information and this decoding into the next level. That's
right.
What the focus is. The focus
right.
is on your Percy Jacksons. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're the fucking lightning thieves.
Yep.
So be very mindful. You know, there's a whole other conversation that's taking place, you know, on different dimensions, and everyone is not inclusive to it.
Yeah.
When you guys talk about the time, controlling of time, you know that there's an institute called the Anderson Institute. And when you go on their page, it says time control and time travel. And their logo also looks like NASA. So they most definitely have been doing this for a minute. I put the link in chat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I explained, you know what I'm saying, that also reading the book by Dan Arguelles, who was the author that wrote The Mayan Factor, he wrote a book called Time in the Technosphere. And he explained in that book that this entire dance that we're dealing with moving towards 2012 is the dance dealing with calendar reform, that we have to take our minds out of what they have. They have us synchronized with false time created by the clock in the calendar. So that clock that you're talking about is very regarded by them because that clock is what creates, it controls false reality. They showed you this in Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button. Thank you.
Because the clock had to count clockwise. If you count backwards, if you count from 12 going backwards, the clock will add up itself, you know, the right way. 3, 6, 9.
Mm-hmm.
Not if you count it going clockwise. That's a backwards clock. They got us counting backwards. You know what I'm saying? So this whole paradigm, this whole false paradigm,
and we're reading backwards.
Yeah, we're reading backwards, we're counting backwards, and we're living backwards. So this whole false paradigm that they introduced with the Gregorian calendar, the main construct of it is held together by the clock and the calendar.
Right. All day.
So that's why they militarized the clock. You know what I'm saying? Because it's connected to false time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yep. So that's what's going to change.
You said what?
That's what's going to change.
Yeah, it's not going to change until you change it, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The rabbi introduced the notion of changing it in the Baltimore lecture. You know what I'm saying? He actually showed us the Tao that you can count on.
The Duke of Tiz, yeah, he touched on that, too.
Yeah, the Duke touched on it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of brothers is touching on it. I believe Ampu touched on it as well.
Yep.
Yeah, we gotta get out of that artificial shit. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, you know, this entity only been here 500 years. You cut that shit in half when you just understand in 1776, and when he officially say, "Okay, we open for business, nigga. We run this shit."
He officially, like 1776, or even. Early 1800, when he officially stopped getting boxed up, like he was getting his ass kicked.
Told down.
They make you think that we was all that there was no resistance. They tell you one person, Nat Turner, and like two other people. They excluding the fact that it was hundreds of wars with thousands of heroes, superheroes who went out with a bang. I'm talking about straight banging on them, hard body. And I mean, remember, because the wars with France, people be thinking it's just 13 colonies. We have to keep in context that the 13 colonies had their thing. But what about the rest of America? When you do your history, they tell you about the French-American War, Spanish-American War, Spanish-Indian War, French-Indian War, war, all of these wars. You got to understand that was the wars that you were fighting. These were all you right here. This was you in the wars. Oh, Indian so-called native tribes, indigenous tribes working with them, giving them the spiritual route to find you, to basically ambush your family, Niagara Falls, Nigger Falls, 10,000 dead. You know what I mean? This is your story. This is all about you. And the biggest joke in the world is that you don't know that.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you what the pun is. I'm telling you what the punchline is. They laugh, and it's a fucking joke. And they said no pity on these niggas because you don't even know that. You don't know that you had this whole shit in your hands for the whole millennia. They can't understand. They like fuck giving these niggas clues. They can't buy the story that they wasn't. What do you think? We just was created as a fucking slave? Just we just stopped coming from an ape, and then we became a fucking slave, and that's where everything began. And then all of these other things that was built, some fucking pagan aliens built that shit.
Yes,
you dig what I'm saying? This is what people are believing these days.
Right.
All
like
is mental. All is
those green aliens.
Yeah, you think that was the you know what I mean? You think that's what the pharaohs look like? You know what I'm saying? So just the fact that we are just buying this fucking story is the world's biggest tragedy at this point. We got to wake the fuck up and shake this shit off because all is mental. You see what's happening as we change 5% of the motherfucking 5%,
10%. As we have these conversations, we are unearthing information. You know what I'm saying?
And that brings me to
I don't
want to
be conspiratorial and shit like that, but what is bringing forth these stories? Like, we did the whole fucking dance around Mercury and Gemini, right? Jehuti. So I just posted the story. Tricky, tiny Mercury, easier to see in the sky for a bit, okay?
So the whole aspect, Mercury, the solar system's most elusive planet, will be easier to see for the next 2 weeks.
Hello.
Now, we're not taking responsibility for that. We're just saying there's certain levels of synchronicity that we can't be dismissive of. You feel me? Because we can change.
And apologize.
Hmm?
Being qualified. I was just repeating a bar I wrote.
Yeah. You know, respect is due to a selective few. And what I'm saying is, as we dig, and you know what I'm saying, we
could talk about our master teachers. We could talk about the prophets who were walking the earth. We could say, look, let's go pop a fill-in from 98, from 04, 05. Well, if you didn't know, you would think that he was talking from right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about people have been, I've been the recipient and a student of individuals that were able to give me visions of the future for decades now. That shit is crazy. They telling me what the future is going to be, and the shit happens months later, years later.
Right.
People got to pay attention to that.
In the article, it says, Mercury is the solar system's smallest planet, and it looks pink. Miami Space Transit Planetarium Director Jack, this is how they spelled his name, then they sounded it out, Hork-ha-more, calls Mercury the pinky of the planet, and they spell it M-U-R.
Wow, that's crazy.
So let's be synchronistic and find out where's Pinky performing.
Yeah. What red line is she on?
Right.
Is so check it out. An island called New More sunk from the face of the earth last week. Let's talk about it. The island was called New More. And it got swallowed up by the rivers. And what country was that?
I think it was between Pakistan and India. It was an island.
They were disputing for it.
Indus.
Yeah. I want to say this before it gets too late. And me and Ampu was having a conversation earlier. The Notaledge Media is currently looking for graphic designers. I'm talking about, like, we looking for y'all like they looking for the God particle. Real talk. Like, this whole thing that we doing right here at this point will go further depending on the assistance and the adding on that we get from these people right here. Web designers, graphic designers, and people who are filmographers, because those groups of the people are the ones who rule the world at this point. I'm fond of saying that graphic designers, web designers, and people that use Illustrator, they run reality at this point, because everything is created through those things: Photoshop, Illustrator, mm-hmm. and Final Cut Pro. Those three programs is basically with everything almost in this digital world and this reality is being created with at this point. So those three people are super important. We have them already in us, but we need the professionals, the ones with the skills, to come add on. DreamWorks have 200 to 300 people working on a project.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about taking this shit to 2020 at this point. You dig what I'm saying? And we got all of the tools right now. We got all of the material right now. All of the power is in it now. This shit is a fucking great, a crazy bright future. How can it be a bright future when you are waking up from your motherfucking your little pit stop?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Your little power nap. You know what I mean? You've been doing this shit. We all been doing this. This ain't nothing we got to convince each other of. So there's no such thing as there's no future for us, because we are the past, the present, and the future. There is no time that it was without us.
Right.
So shake that off.
The slave and the master.
Right. Exactly.
For you, the question and the answer.
And the answer. But in order for you to stand up, certain people got to sit down.
Right.
And are you brave enough?
We got those programs, too. You know, we got the programs, you know what I mean? You got CS4. We got the newest programs at our disposal.
Yeah.
You know what we know the science of multi-licensing, you know what I'm saying? Because as we do our computer repair and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? This ain't no, we ain't even got to worry about no crack code or none of that because we understand the science of multi-licensing with the agreements and shit. So your shit will be authenticated. So we got the program.
Give
them
that info. Give them that info on the computer business again, info.
Yeah, they can hit me up. Hit my partner up at, you can hit him at Redcom Computer or Never Get a Virus Again. You know what I'm saying? It's NeverGetAVirusAgain.com. And you can also hit me up at Ampu, A-M-P-U, Astrology, at Yahoo, you know what I mean, on the email tip. You know what I'm saying? So anything dealing with that PC repair, like I said, we done figured out a way on how to configure PCs where you never get a virus again. Motherfucking McAfee and Norton and all them motherfuckers is like the healthcare industry. It ain't no motherfucker. It's money and having your computer sick. You know what I mean? And if you ignore their ass when your shit run out, you notice in 30 to 60 days your ass get a virus. It's because they sending you the damn virus. You know what I'm saying?
Brothers,
it don't make no sense. You know
the brothers and sisters that's unemployed, are you saying that that's a chance for employment?
Oh, man, that's definitely a chance because, matter of fact, we out in, man, he going out in Atlanta in 2 weeks. He going to be down there training somebody for a whole week, and then we got training down in Maryland that he's going to be training people on how to do this. So if you're interested in loading up operating systems, knowing how to wipe the drive out, you know what I'm saying, configuring the computer to never get a virus again, right now we charge $199. It's 200 computer, but like I said, this ain't no damn download or nothing. Your computer would never, ever get a virus again, ever, dealing with PC. Like I said, it's just big money into having your computers fucked up. But you notice Macs and Linux operating systems, they don't really get viruses. It's virtually unheard of because it's a certain way they got this shit configured. Since Windows got the game on Smash dealing with desktops and laptops, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of money in having Windows fucked up. Surely they can make a computer where it can't get a virus and shit. Let's be real. But they don't want to. You know what I'm saying? So
it's a
lot of way to configure that
as we move and we embark, you know what I'm saying, on the future technologies, you know what I mean? I wanna be I wanna let people know that the iPad is just mere days away.
Oh,
we're talking about Saturday is dropping. This is the future for e magazines, e zines, e papers and all that. So we're going to be resurrecting our journalistic abilities and prowess, and we're going to get this magazine done, this metaphysical scientific magazine that we need to keep the family informed of all the news that's coming forth so we can qualify these programs, so we can show you how not only hip-hop, but, you know, this particular circle is gliding global consciousness.
Right. We should have iPad.
iPad. We might even do a special show. We might even do a Know the Ledge media fundraiser for the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because the more iPads that we do have is the further that we'll be able to go in our endeavors and our work. The people got to remember that we here doing the work for the people. We FUBU.
Right.
For the people,
right.
By the people. So it's the people who, when you begin to invest in those who are leading the motherfucking charge, and we're here putting in the work, then we all benefit from that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is how
we
grow.
Because
we come in here, we come in with corporate answers to a lot of our solutions, and I don't mean corporate like corporate America. I mean corporate like everybody will get treated like this is a structure of a corporation.
Yes.
A corporation, which is a blueprint and a formula that you designed. You made
and
that
we,
up first.
We have laid out the business options for those that are out of work and unemployed, and even those that are employed to get things popping. We have at least 8 different industries where we could offer people tangible results on. That show is going to be coming up very, very soon as we fine-tune these things. The introduction of iPod as a technology will further those endeavors, you know, by monumental leaps and bounds. We'll be able to finish the magazine. We'll be able to finish these clips, these movies, these documentaries, everything
the
that needs to be done.
Editing of the classic lectures,
The re-editing of VHS to DVD, taking these
lectures that are already done and breaking them down into, you know, an hour, 2 hour supplements where we could actually start having a World Star Just for Conscious DVDs.
Right. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? All of this can be done.
You guys should do a library, an online library, because you guys know they're attacking the internet. So I'm putting in my two cents. There should be an online library where people can go to actually find information that is being locked down, because I think that that would be useful, and I know the family would think that that would be useful.
That is also something they were proposing. We have all of the books e-booked and ready to go. So the iPad.
Yeah. We're going to drop all of that in the show that's coming up. But let's leave an address for the people to get in touch because the time is ticking.
PMOORPHEUS@gmail.com. That is the that's my email.
Repeat it again.
PMOORPHEUS@gmail.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.